If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, Frank. How come you haven't gotten up yet?
I'm waiting, Sticky.
I love you more than bears love honey. I love you more than Jews love money. I love you more than Asians are good at math. I love you even if it's not hip. I love you more than black people don't tip. I love you more than Puerto Ricans need baths. I love you more than girls love dolls. I love you more than dogs love balls. I love you more than the white stuff in a zit. I love you like Gary Busey. I love you more than dykes love vaginas. I love you more than my after show monster bong hit.
And now.
You actually had a flu shot.
I actually had a flu shot.
Really? How'd you get it?
I got it right in the butt.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Monday, the 14th of May. I see them.
Your breasts are great. They're really perky and high up.
All right.
Yes, they are. So, who saw The Sopranos last night?
Oh, my God. Oh. It's amazing.
It's kind of honked up.
Yeah.
I don't trust that, Tony. That's what I'm getting from this.
Really?
Yeah. He's really not your friend.
You don't want him to be your friend?
Not really. Not so much.
Yeah, that was, wow, that was something.
That was brutal.
Christopher killed him. He killed him. For those of you who didn't see it, he killed him.
You didn't even give him a warning.
Oh, here's a warning. Spoiler warning. Tony killed him. Killed him.
Well, you know, Christopher could have killed Tony. I mean, just because of the car crash.
Yeah, that's true. That he's back on the smack again, but it's their fault for getting him to drink.
I know. That's not a group you want to try to be clean around.
My God. So the car flips. Christopher is just about to die. Tony plugs his nose and puts him out of his misery.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, well, you know, he's doing him a favor.
You thought he was suffering and so he's putting him down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a pet.
Yeah. But then we find out that's really not it at all.
Turns out that's not it at all.
He was just a burr in his ass and he wanted it gone.
Yeah. Good times. That's what you want, man. When you're suffering in the driver's seat of a car, you just flipped it over. You want somebody to plug your nose and kill you.
I also wonder how much of it is Tony playing God and looking at Christopher as maybe a sort of a pseudo younger version of him, and knowing Christopher is about to bring a child into the world and has a wife and things like that, and kind of thinks he's doing the world a favor by taking another violent, misogynistic guy and drug addict out of the world. I guess. I mean, you know. That could be part of it, but I mean, of course, most of it's that he doesn't want him to go to the FBI. But
right, he's just untrustworthy.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to keep the world from a misogynistic guy.
Well, I mean,
for God's sakes,
those are the only guys he hangs out with.
That's Tony.
That was planted in my head just a little bit with how Tony's disdain for Christopher's family, his mother, and things, and
how he
felt at the funeral, seeing his wife and things.
Yeah,
I guess, but that was awesome. Bean, you didn't like it, or you didn't see it?
It was. I mean, it was okay.
What do they need to do for you?
That was an interesting plot point. You know, here's the problem with The Sopranos. If you've loved The Sopranos, as we all have since season one, you have certain expectations for the final episodes, you know? So I think I'm probably a little more critical of these episodes because they're the last than I ordinarily would be if this was just, you know, 2 years ago or something like that. But, you know, going to Vegas and doing peyote and screaming at the desert. You know, that's the kind of thing that you look at and go, okay, they're out. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but that was after one main character killed another main character from the entire series.
I mean, it was okay. I'm enjoying it. I'm in it. I'm not loving it, but I'm enjoying it.
You want him to go on a killing spree? Wasn't it enough for you that he killed Christopher?
No, I don't at all. I'm sure curious to see how it's all going to end up. I have a feeling it's going to whimper out rather than go out with a bang, but that's part of life, you know?
Yeah. True. That's
part of me kind of agrees with Bean because I thought there was such a good kind of plot development in Christopher killing his sponsor buddy, the writer.
Yeah.
And how is everybody going to deal with this unexpected new twist? And there was
a lot of expecting
development
last
going on there. And now it's kind of like, oh, well, we'll just write off Christopher and now we don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because that was, I mean, him you know, falling off the wagon and all of that and going on the, you know, shooting the guy. Yeah, I was expecting some sort of follow-up from that, and that just kind of evaporated, you know. And then they sent Michael and Walt off in the boat, and then you never heard from them again. It was just, it didn't even make any sense,
that's
you know.
A different show.
And then Locke blew up that one house with the guy with the eye patch in it. You think he's dead, then he shows up. It's like, you can't keep anything straight anymore. That's all I'm saying.
That's lost. That's not the same.
And then I saw this right at the end. This is the, you know, if your TiVo cuts off, the previews. And I don't know how they're going to work this in, but the previews for next week's Sopranos. Did you hear this? It's Carmella.
Everything is falling apart, and like birds are dying. I mean, birds are dying.
That's
and it's
not...
like hard, you know, to like wake up every day and know that like there are bad things happening, and this bird was just like a symbol of that.
So she's apparently just taking it real hard, just falling apart with everything, you know.
I don't think that's I don't think that was her.
I'm pretty sure that was the preview. And then Polly jumps in.
Emo, get him!
And I was like, well, that. Where are they going with this show? That's weird.
No, that wasn't it. No, you're kidding. This was the tease for next week's show.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Huh? I'll be fine.
That's with Dr. Melfi? Yeah, she's trying to get him to stop drinking. And I can't even imagine how they work this in.
Who's the best little league coach in the world?
You.
I mean, it's good enough.
Come on. What? That didn't even make any sense.
No, that's psycho mind.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing either. How was the weekend, everybody? Lisa?
Mom-erific.
Mom-erific?
It was mom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still get along with your mom, right?
Totally. No, we've been planning for a couple of weeks. We made a menu and brought everything to her house, made her dinner. I bought her some books, did a lot of research to find some really good books for her because she's going to Russia.
No kidding.
On Saturday for 3 weeks.
So no
kidding. She needs reading material, yeah.
Russia for 3 weeks.
My mom is kicking it. She's like 75, and where did she go last? Egypt. She's just going all over the world.
She have terrorist ties?
Starting to wonder. Her choices are interesting, I have to say.
You know, you can't, when you're working, you can't take a 3-week vacation anywhere.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So she has more of a life than you do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by far.
Oh, my God.
No question about
that. Had a great time.
Bean, your weekend was fantastic, I imagine, as it always is.
Yeah, it was fine. Watched a lot of baseball. Actually went to Saturday night's game, so that was great. I got to tell you, Yankees fans, just the most annoying, obnoxious people in the world.
Really? You're just coming to that realization?
Well, I guess I've always known that, but yeah. It really, I mean.
It was reinforced.
It was reinforced, yeah. I mean, I go to a lot of baseball games with a lot of, you know, fans from the other team in attendance.
Right.
You know, all the teams around the league. But the Yankees fans need to make you, they need to let you know that you're watching the Yankees as if you weren't aware of that when you bought the ticket and you can't identify the uniform of the players out on the field. Oh, yeah. How many World Series titles have you won? You know, that kind of thing, just screaming in the audience. You know, the Let's Go Yankees and all that. Just obnoxious for the sake of being obnoxious.
Now, Yankees aren't doing well, are they?
They're starting to
claw
their way back a little bit. Yeah, they're not in first place. The Red Sox are having a phenomenal season. But still, that doesn't matter. I mean, the Yankees, even though they haven't won a World Series in 7 years, you know, they are the winningest team in baseball history. And the fans certainly let you know that.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise. They're New York fans, for God's sake.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say,
Yorkers.
I think that's New Yorkers in general.
Yeah,
I mean, you could be having a conversation about the war in Iraq, and somehow it's going to get turned around back to how they're from New York, and New York's better than wherever you are.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, you know, Yankees sell out everywhere they go in this country. I mean, they got a tremendous amount of fans, and most of them are dicks.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that New York and everyone from there can fornicate themselves with an iron stick.
Okay, well, settled that. So, yeah, that was fine, though.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Speaking of baseball, Jesse Jackson very upset that the Atlanta Braves do not have enough black players on the team.
That is so interesting.
I'm sorry, not black. African-American.
Right. Plenty of blacks.
They have black players, just not African-American. So.
You can't force black people to play baseball, by the way. And the Braves would have all black players if they had black players that they thought were good enough to play.
That's kind of how it works. They don't really keep you out because of race.
Guys, you are so naive to think.
They would have all Icelandic players if they could bat 350. I mean, come on. Let's be serious, Jesse. Is he out of... of people to protest now? Is that what it is?
Apparently he's got a, you know, slow time right
now.
Dude,
Jesse Jackson's been making up people to blackmail for a long time.
Yeah.
He just looks at any organization and goes, not enough blacks, let's go. That's his deal.
Rally the troops.
You know? Not enough blacks on a TV show, not enough blacks on a baseball team, just everything. Unless it's
the Klan. I heard he's protesting the Klan now because they don't have enough black members.
So we'll talk about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're gonna find out about outsourcing journalism. This is a shocking story, but there is a website in Pasadena, of all places, that's outsourcing the work, the writing, you know, of the journalism to India. So they're writing the content of the news stories in Pasadena.
But they're not in Pasadena.
No, they're in India.
So, How much money can they be saving by doing that?
I don't know. It must be enough to do it.
I mean, do they make phone calls and stuff to get information? Because that would cost money.
No, I'm guessing.
Long distance.
Who? You mean the people in India?
In India,
I'm guessing there's Czech websites and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I didn't. You hear a lot about outsourcing. That's a little bit of a shock.
So if there's a fire at the swap meet in the parking lot of the Rose Bowl, some guy in India has got to try to figure out what that all means and put it all down and make it accurate.
Exactly. So that's coming up this morning. Mother's Day gone wrong. Oh. You know, it occurred to us on Friday that really any time there's families that get together, there's so much weird family dynamics that goes on. There's so much, you know, a lot of people don't get along with their moms, but it's Mother's Day, so they kind of are forced to get together with the family, and that just can go terribly wrong. And a lot of times, mom's a drinker, so let's be honest, that can't go possibly well either. So we'll take those phone calls coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, and we have more tickets for you for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2007. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you tickets at a half hour of the game. We'll let you play. Yeah, don't start calling now, but in about a half hour. And we also have tickets for you in the 7 o'clock hour when you hear a song. Somebody Told Me by The Killers, and these tickets are pit tickets.
Dude.
And VIP party passes.
Dude. So
you get both this week, all week long on The Kevin and Bean Show, and all day long on K-Rock. So that is all coming up this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here next with the showbiz.
Now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Monday morning. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. Number one at the box office this weekend. I'm trying to get a pronunciation on this. Spiderman. I'm not familiar with this this product.
Sounds like a porn movie.
Apparently a lot of people are going to see it. Whatever it's about.
Spiderman is different, Lisa.
Okay.
How much did it make?
$60 million this weekend.
Wow.
Add that to the 50 or so million it made last weekend. It's well over $200 million so far in 2 weeks.
Jeez.
I'll give you your damn rent when you fix my damn door!
Kevin still can't forgive Spider-Man 3.
No.
Wow, now I don't need to go. Thank you.
It is. It's as if Tobey Maguire's in the room with us.
Get me milk!
You guys talked Lisa and me out of going to see it, by the way.
And Mike.
It's not good.
I'm not going. Gonna go see
not
something
missing
else.
Much.
It's visually really great to watch, but that's it.
But it's so weak.
It's not enough for me.
Just bring your iPod.
I like I like a little story with my video games.
All right.
Number two at the box office was 28 Weeks Later, did very well in its debut considering it was up against Spider-Man. Did $10 million, made it good enough to be number two.
Anyone see that?
Nope.
Dying to see that, okay.
Georgia Rule, the new Lindsay Lohan movie, made about $6 million in its debut, made it number three at the box office this weekend. Disturbia fell to number four with $4.8 million. Delta Farce, that freaking movie with Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her done.
Thank God it only made $3.5 million at the box office. Maybe America's sending a message.
How much of that was you, Kevin? How much did you pay?
$3 million.
I didn't see that movie.
Kevin just gave them a check for $3 million for one viewing. Said, I just love everything about this so much.
You didn't go to Delta Farce? This movie looks like it was made for you.
That's what we were talking about on Friday. If I think this looks bad, that's not a good sign.
You're an interesting dichotomy when it comes to movies, Kevin, because you will go see the crappiest of crap and say, oh, no, it was okay. I had one laugh in it, so it was worth my time.
Yeah.
And yet a Spider-Man that you go into with high expectations, you get really frustrated by because you expect it to be better.
But again, I would still go. I'm still glad I went to see Spider-Man. See,
even if you knew beforehand it was going to be as bad as it was, you would go anyway.
I think so, yeah.
God. I want to just make movies so Kevin can make me rich. Because he'll go damn near anything. Fracture was number six at the box office this weekend. The Invisible was seven. Hot Fuzz, number eight. Next, nine. Then Meet the Robinsons, number 10 at your box office this weekend.
Where's our pal Zach Braff's movie?
Jack Braff?
Yeah.
I think it was in limited release. So
okay.
Probably didn't crack the top 10, but I'm sure.
I saw that one. I thought that was okay.
The X?
Yeah.
See that?
It's okay.
Just okay?
Those two guys are so likable. Zach Braff and the other dude. That's Jason really Jason likable. Bateman. Jason Bateman. He was great, but they're better than the material.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll tell you, people love fat people who aren't fat anymore.
Okay.
America loves its weight loss, don't it? Apparently, Ricky Lake, remember her? From she had a talk show back in the 90s. She was also in the original Hairspray, the John Waters movie that later became a popular Broadway musical. Now it's going to become another motion picture.
Yep.
She was a big success in the 90s when she was fat and talking. When she was fat and all that.
She was fat and all that.
She's lost 125 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just with diet and exercise, by the way. No bypass, no surgery, no lipo, nothing.
Wow.
So People Magazine did a cover story on her. And it was the third most popular story on People.com ever in the history of the website.
Really?
The only two other stories that beat it out in terms of most viewed were Britney's shaving her head. And Anna Nicole Smith's death.
Wow.
Then Ricky Lake's weight loss.
Well, if there's a universal among people in this country, it's most of them are trying to lose some weight.
They're all too damn fat.
I saw her being interviewed about this.
You've been called a vile, disgusting pig, a fat, lecherous loser.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you prefer I called you?
That was a little harsh.
All this press may be doing some good for Ricky's career as well. It is rumored that she's in talks to replace Rosie on The View.
Oh.
Makes some sense. She's got some talk show experience. She seems to be well-liked by America.
Yeah.
She would be a nice non-abrasive change to Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell. So maybe she'll get the gig. Also in the running, apparently, are Sherry Shepherd from Less Than Perfect and Maureen McCormick. Marcia Brady of the Brady Bunch.
That'd be interesting.
In talks with producers over there. So we'll have to wait and see, because I know Bean's holding his breath. See who he's going to join every morning over there on The View. Finally, we know Earl Cole won Survivor Fiji. Woo!
That's
Earl. Earl won Survivor, man. We found out last night. Earl.
The Earl won.
Go, Earl.
He was something.
That Earl. Remember when he fell in the fire and burned his hands?
And
he was running around naked. He wouldn't put any clothes on. Then he proposed to his girlfriend when they won.
No, that was somebody else. Hey, I know none of us watch it, but it is still a top 20 show. There are still a lot of Survivor fans out there.
But come on. Survivor.
It was top 10 for part of the season. It was still huge.
Yeah. It's nutty. I don't get it. Not a bit. Bobby Brown is in court. He wants to change his custody arrangement with Britney Spears so he can see his daughter, Bobby, more often.
Wait, Bobby Brown was married to Britney Spears, too?
Wow,
I'm sorry.
Cool.
Got a story ahead of myself. Whitney Houston,
that.
Of course, was his wife. They are battling over custody of Bobby Christina, his daughter. Apparently, he said when he was in court that at the time the original custody arrangement was made, he didn't have any money. He was, for all intents and purposes, homeless. But now he says he's got some money and he wants to see his daughter.
Where'd he get money from?
I think he stuck up a gas station.
Okay.
That's the only way I can figure it out.
His daughter, Bobby, by the way, needs to read the Ricky Lake article on People.com.
How dare you?
I'm just saying, yeah. Oh,
how dare you?
This message goes out to ugly people and fat people. Don't reproduce.
Fair enough. Guess it was a happy Mother's Day for Sheryl Crow. She adopted a two-week... old little boy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. She went the route of a lot of single popular entertainers these days and just adopted because no one will...
In Africa?
...seed her uterus. No, she took an American. She took an American, oddly enough.
Americans are available?
Yeah. Believe it or not, there are some kids in America that also need parents.
She might have actually gotten on a waiting list or something.
Well, it's not just, crazy.
You know, going over and getting it.
Trust me.
I think we're pretty down on white babies now, aren't we? They're so out of fashion now.
Yeah, no word on the color of this one, but she's given him the name Wyatt Steven. Another Wyatt.
Yep.
Another Too many Wyatt. Wyatts. Too many Wyatts.
I like Wyatt. It's not crazy enough for celebrities.
But Wyatt. Just this one guy named Wyatt. So Wyatt Earp, that was it. There's no other Wyatts. Stop it. Stop it.
Retire the name.
Retire the name. It was named, though, she's got a reason. It was named after her father and her brother, who were both Wyatt and Stephen. So
She legitimately
has a claim, and I still don't like it. Speaking of pregnant actresses, Drea DiMatteo, heard you guys talking about The Sopranos earlier this morning. She may be pregnant, if you believe the New York Post. They recently saw her shopping at a maternity store over the weekend, and a store representative reportedly overheard her tell someone that she and her boyfriend Shooter Jennings, who is a country singer, with a name like Shooter Jennings, you really have no choice.
Shooter.
They are expecting their first child. So congratulations to Drea and Shooter. I can only imagine what they're going to call their name.
Trigger. Shell. Blasting Cap.
I hope it's Blasting Cap.
I do too. I hope it's Hollow Point. Little Hollow Point Jennings.
Holla.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He is the son of course, Waylon Jennings, legendary country singer.
Name him Shooter.
Name him Shooter.
All right, then.
All righty. And Leah Remini, of course, one of the stars of King of Queens, is a diehard Scientologist, but she tells People magazine that there's no way she would ever try to convert anybody to the religion. She leaves to each their own.
Well, then she's going to get kicked out.
They're going to pull her card tomorrow. Reportedly, the story was that she was trying to convert her best friend, Jennifer Lopez, to Scientology because, reportedly, Jennifer's having some hard time conceiving, and they've got all kinds of cures for that stuff over there.
Right, sure.
They put you in a sauna, and they give you some vitamins, and give you a turkey baster with Tom's Essence in it, and the next thing you know... Next thing you know, Tom's Essence, by the way, opening up the side stage.
I'm confused. What's Scientology about again?
According to founder and science fiction author L. Ron Hubbard, once upon a time there was an alien overlord named Xenu who flew aliens to Earth, chained them to volcanoes, blew them up with hydrogen bombs, which released the exploded thetans, which are now inside all of us and are the source of all human suffering. And only through Scientology can you get those alien ghosts out of your body.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
So
clears it up.
Good to hear.
What's crazy about that? Some casting news. Maria Bello has been picked to replace Rachel Weisz in the third installment of The Mummy. Hollywood Reporter says she'll join Brendan Fraser, Luke Ford, Jet Li, and Michelle Yeoh in the sequel. leave the highs to the professionals, please. Thank you so much. And Nicolas Cage is reported to be in talks with Brian De Palma in doing a Untouchables sequel where he will play a young Al Capone rising in Chicago to run the mob there in Chicago.
Hmm.
Those of you who have never seen The Untouchables, an excellent, excellent film in which Kevin Costner actually gives a performance.
Yeah,
yes,
it was good.
He did.
Sean Connery won the Oscar for his supporting role in that film, which was excellent. And Robert De Niro played Al Capone.
Mm-hmm.
Did an excellent job.
Kind of the same.
That role lends itself to a little scenery chewing. I don't know if you want to dangle that carrot in front of Nicolas Cage. I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
More of an organized crime protect.
Get a lot of that. Thank you. Oh, please. It's Monday. It's the least I could do. Today's celebrity birthdays. We got George Lucas. You know him. He made those movies about those guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's 63 years old today. Tim Roth, British actor. One of my favorite character actors. How good is he in Reservoir Dogs?
Very.
Very, very good.
He's good in everything.
He's 46 years old today. C.C. DeVille of Poison.
Oh. Wow.
Also of Surreal Life fame, one of the more entertaining members of the Surreal Life cast. He is 45 years old.
Mike, you're bringing him to Weedy Roast, aren't you?
No, I gave him the invite.
You're bringing Winger. You're bringing Kip Winger, aren't you?
Kip Winger.
That's right.
Yes, and the bass player for Stryker.
Excellent.
Yeah. Ian Astbury of The Cult turns 45 years old today. Mike Inez from Alice in Chains is 41. Cate Blanchett, very talented actress who will be seen in the next Indiana Jones film. She is 38 years old today. Sofia Coppola, daughter of Francis Ford and a director in her own right, is 36 years old today. Amber Tamblyn, who is Joan of Arcadia. Joan of Arcadia. She is 24 years old.
I'm sorry,
today.
What?
Stop, Mike.
I thought you said no
laxachin.
No chin. Laxachin. Couldn't hear you through that cough. That was well disguised there. Laxachin. Exactly how that plays. And Fab Morvan of Milli Vanilli celebrates his 41st birthday today.
Come so, on.
In honor of Fab, I think I'm going to blame it on the rain today. Girl, you know it's true.
Would it have killed you to give him blame it on the rain? Would that have been too much for you?
Well, I didn't know they had Milli Vanilli audio ready, or I would have found out.
We're Milli Vanilli heavy.
We should talk to each other in the show more and find out what's happening.
Let's not get crazy.
Amongst the elements
or something.
Yeah, I know. Just saying, hey Ralph, I got the song by Milli Vanilli.
Nah, it's
that kind of thing.
You're crazy.
So then I can wrap it up.
Nah,
sounds like we know what we're doing. But
why
we
start now?
Yeah. Who are we kidding? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So tomorrow morning on the Kevin Bean Show, Linkin Park is going to be here, by the way. It's the day that their new CD, Minutes to Midnight, comes out. And Linkin Park, of course, is going to be headlining this Saturday night's K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2007, along with Killers, Korn, Bad Religion, Interpol, Queens, Rise Against, Tim Armstrong. The list goes on and on. We're giving away tickets all this week on K-Rock, including right now with a game we like to call How Will Kevin Get to Weenie Roast?
How will Kevin get to Weenie?
Dude, what's my ride?
Kevin, get to Weenie!
Kevin Ryder, man of adventure, took a helicopter to Coachella to prove he's better than you!
How will Kevin get to Weenie?
Dude, what's my ride?
How will Kevin get to Weenie?
Now it's your job to guess how Kevin will get to Weenie Roast E Fiesta. What bizarre mode of transportation will take him to this concert to prove he's better than you? If you guess correctly, you win tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast E Fiesta.
Now, how did it start, Kevin? When did you become the super rich? What happened?
I didn't. I had a friend that offered me a ride to Coachella in a helicopter, and I didn't tell you guys because I knew you would say, because he's better than you, and try to make it look as bad as possible.
Because you are, and you did.
So,
because you are, and you did. Thank you, Lisa. Exactly.
So this past Coachella, you would not believe how many people came up to me and said, hey, how'd you get here? And drove. How'd you get here? Right. Seriously, though. I said, I drove. But seriously, how'd you get here?
Yeah, because you said last time you drove. Oh, yeah, the traffic was terrible. Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad. I couldn't believe it. All right, so here's the way the game is played. 1-800-520-1067. We put you on the air. You guess how Kevin is going to get to Weenie Roast. Apparently, the K-Rock microphones are in front of your house, Kevin, and all we have to do is push a button, and it will open the garage door, and we can see if the listener's guess is correct. And if they're right, of course, they win the tickets.
All right. Let's begin with Jesus in Riverside. Yeah. Good morning.
I'm saying catapult.
A catapult.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. You would have to have very accurate aim to catapult from the studios to the show. But okay, let's give it a try.
Quite a distance. Is there a catapult in there?
Oh, good guess, though, Jesus. Thank you for calling.
I would like to see that.
I got to be honest, I never understand why we keep closing the garage door, but all right.
Because we're going to have to open it again in a second. Because when we bring German on the line, we don't want him to be able to see into the garage. That's why we have to keep it closed for him.
I see. German, good morning.
Morning, party people. Lisa May, how you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Tell us the answer.
I think he's going to parachute. Roast.
Parachute.
That would be impressive.
Parachute, like jump out of a plane. Okay, all right, let's try it.
Let's have a look. Show me a parachute. Nope.
No, not this time.
Sorry.
By the way, Kevin.
A little afraid of that.
It's a great idea, and you really ought to think about it for some sort of future show. Wouldn't it be awesome if you parachuted down onto the stage? Wouldn't that be the best?
Bean. Yeah, cut to me, like, smashing into the speaker system and bringing it all down.
Hey, people parachute all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You learn how to do it.
Al in San Bernardino. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Al. How's Kevin going to get there?
He's going to get there in Paris Hilton's pretentious $100,000 vehicle she can no longer drive.
Oh.
Awesome guess.
She can't even drive it anymore.
That's right.
Yep, she's not using it.
See if it's in there.
No. Oh, sorry. Too bad. That would have been
next time.
You would have been riding in style, dude.
I need to start keeping track of these so I can use them in the future.
Definitely.
Maybe you can borrow her car while she's in jail starting June 5th.
Freddie in Upland, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are my dear Lisa May?
Good, Freddie. What's your guess?
My money's on a jetpack.
Jetpack. Dean would be so jealous.
Such a burn.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
That'd be worth it.
Let's have a look.
Hesitate to look, but let's see. Is it a jetpack? Not a jetpack.
Sorry.
Only because you didn't think of it.
My garage door opener is getting worn out, just so you know. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa May. What it do?
Hey, Adrian.
How am I getting to Weenie Roast?
You're going to be like Spider-Man. You're going to web sling.
Web sling.
That would be the coolest.
Except for in Los Angeles, there's no buildings tall enough except for downtown.
You'd be doing trees.
Yeah, I'd be doing like trees, and then I'd have to walk for a while until I found another tree. There's nothing tall on the way down there. All right, let's have a look.
Is it web slinging? No, too bad. Would have been a great idea.
What would web slinging look like, being well, in my garage?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work.
Let's go to Natasha and Elisa Viejo. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think Hero's got a transporter man.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea, yeah.
Is Hero in there? No.
No.
He's not in your garage.
Hello, New York. I am here to save you.
You know what's cool, though? Natasha, that was a great idea because Hero could take you to Weenie Roast 98 if you wanted, or Weenie Roast 2015. That would be true. Cool.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Los Angeles. Good morning, Steve.
What a do, nephew. What a do,
baby boo.
Whoever you are.
How am I
going with the boobs?
How am I getting there?
I think he is going to hijack a bus full of senior citizens on their way to a casino.
Oh, my God. I would
Nothing
hate
sounds
that.
More fun.
I would hate Let's have a look, see if there's a senior citizen bus in my garage.
No. Well, there's a lot of good guesses here, but so far no one's got it. 1-800-520-1067. How will Kevin get to Weenie Roast? The show, of course, is this Saturday at the Verizon Wireless in Irvine. Jan in Buena Park, what do you got for us?
Well, this might be a little too obvious, but is he taking the Wienermobile?
Ooh, Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
That would be good.
That would be good. Let's have a look.
Oh, not the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Too bad.
Should consider that next time.
It's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
I'm with Kevin. Leave the door open.
I mean, come on. Are we going to wear it out?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to get a new one. Gene in Inglewood. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Gene. What's your guess?
On a donkey.
On a donkey?
He's going to ride a donkey. All right. Let's take a look.
Oh!
Yes! It is a donkey.
It's in there, absolutely.
Well, you better leave today.
Nicely done.
It's going to take a long time. Gene, how on earth did you think of that?
Gene, how on earth did you think of that?
You know what? It's just an inside joke. We've been calling each other that at work, and that's what came to my mind.
You've been calling each other donkeys at work.
Yeah, it's just an inside joke. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, your inside joke paid off.
You got VIP party passes and pit tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast on Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
Nicely done, and thanks for playing this ridiculous game. How did Kevin get to Weenie?
And now we know how Kevin Ryder, man of adventure, will get to the Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Dude, what's my ride?
So Jesse Jackson, now that he got Don Imus fired, had to do something else with his time. And he's decided to take on Major League Baseball. He's decided there aren't enough African-American players on the field at some clubs in baseball. So he is entering in negotiations with those teams to say, hey, why don't you hook a brother up? Do I have that right? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's talking to the Atlanta Braves, and he's pointing out that they don't have African-American players, and it must be a racist thing. It's got to be because the skin is black.
So they'll get black players from other countries.
Yes.
But they're racist against American blacks.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Let's talk to him. We actually have him on hold. Let's talk to Jesse Jackson because he's starting to scare me a little bit with all of his stuff. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bear. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we're fine. We don't want to mischaracterize your ridiculous position here, Reverend. So we're going to let you do it. The problem is not that there aren't enough black faces on the field. It's that there aren't enough African Americans. You think there are plenty of players from Latin America and Europe and places like that, but no homegrown blacks. That's what you're saying?
They don't count.
How do they not
black
count?
From the other countries, don't count.
But how do they not
but
count?
But why not?
Down with the American black.
But I mean, you can't force black people to play Major League Baseball if they don't want to.
Why not?
Why can't
you force them?
Because if they
you
don't...
You used to force us to pick your cotton.
Well, then...
You used to force us to tend your plantations.
Okay, but that was bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why would we want to go
this
back?
This would be good, though. Baseball's good. Stand with the bunt.
Okay.
Look, I like baseball as much as the next guy, maybe more, but if a black guy grows up and he's athletic and he decides to go into football or basketball or boxing or, as a joke, I'll say hockey, I mean, why can't he do that? Why do you care whether he plays baseball or something else?
All right, take hockey off the joke list. Thanks for ruining the comedy.
All right, listen, though. They have a pitcher that's Dominican Republic. They have
not black.
They have an infielder.
It's Rafael Soriano. He is black. I've seen
Soriano.
The guy.
Some sort of Mexican.
They have an infielder that is black from Colombia. They have a couple of outfielders that are black. They're just not African-American. How can you make that distinction?
It troubles me as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the 60th anniversary of Jackie Robinson
right.
breaking the color barrier.
Right.
That the not more African Americans playing baseball.
But there's only, there's less than 10% of the major leagues that are African American. How do they?
That's the problem. 13.4% of America is black.
Okay.
That should be reflected in the baseball team.
I see.
Well,
so 13.4% of the Atlanta Braves should be black.
Okay. Maybe you should be going into some of these neighborhoods that you work in and have them build some baseball diamonds, for instance, so the kids can play and learn to appreciate the sport as they grow up.
Too much trouble for me. Just want the owners to do it.
Okay.
Not enough black people in many areas of American society. Polka music. Not enough blacks in the polka music.
Okay.
13.4% of all Americans are black. 1% of all accordion players are black.
Right.
More blacks in polka.
But, Jesse, I don't think you can make people do anything. Why would you be forcing them to play the accordion? That's a,
no blacks in the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
I was watching the Brady Bunch the other day.
Right.
No blacks.
Okay, but it was a white dad.
13.4% of all Americans are black. No blacks in the Brady Bunch.
But it was white people who were having kids with other white people.
Oh,
how do you expect
it? So it has to be white people.
No, they just happened to be. The people in that story happened to be white.
I want 13.4% of the Bradys to be black. Where's little Terrell Brady? Where's LeVon Brady?
Well,
they have freaking cousin Oliver Brady. White.
Well, it's a white...
Stand with the black Bradys!
It's a white family. How do you get 13.4% of a family, by the way? How do you do that exactly?
Not my problem.
Okay.
Just make it so.
Okay. All right.
All right.
No blacks in the Fantastic Four. New movie coming out, Fantastic Four.
Right.
No blacks in the Fantastic Four.
Well, I mean,
they
it's based
on... orange one. No black one.
Right, but it's based on a comic book that's been around for 60 years. I mean, that's how the characters were drawn back then. That's
Let's
how they
paint
reflect...
paint the thing black. What I'm saying. He's
the
made
thing?
Of stone. Slap black paint on the thing.
And that'll make it better for you.
Black thing. It's a black thing. No blacks in the original Star Wars trilogy.
Well, you can't go...
George Lucas went back and digitally changed those movies. Did not put black people in it. Put a giant Jabba the Hutt slug in it. No blacks.
What about Lando Calrissian? What about him? He was black.
Billy Dee Williams don't count.
Why?
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
I don't know
white,
why, but
he's a white black. He's an Oreo cookie.
What kind of standards do you have to be a black guy?
I want Deshaun Solo. I want Princess Lashonda. I want Plaxico Skywalker.
I'm guessing it's too late to go back and change that now, though, Jesse. Don't
no
you
blacks on your show, Kevin and Bear. No blacks on the Kevin and Bear show.
Well, I'm black from the waist down. I mean, right?
I think it's time Lisa May had a little black in her.
Well, yeah.
And I'm willing to volunteer.
Sure. All right, well, we
bend
can...
Bend over, grab your ankles.
I guess we can make that happen.
Stand with a black erection inside you.
All right, for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day, including when you're driving in traffic and you see something that everyone needs to know.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, you know, it's kind of funny. Driving in the traffic on the freeway, North 57, I glance over into the carpool lane and what do I see? Some guy getting that job. Now, that's what I call carpooling.
He's doing his part.
He certainly is.
For a better
She's doing her part.
Yes, she is. We get all kinds of calls from all kinds of people for Weenie Roast tickets.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. This is your president of the United States of America. I can't even get tickets for that damn Weenie Roast of 07 Y Fiesta. Is that how you say it? Weenie Roast Y Fiesta? I don't understand the Y Fiesta, but... Hell, I love it. Go America.
We love the tool. We salute the tool.
First of all, that didn't sound anything like the president. Second of all, I wish he ended everything with Go America.
Yeah.
That would just be perfect, wouldn't it?
Cool.
On Friday, we talked about the emos and why people want to beat them up.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on with that?
Beat emos. Emo, get him.
I wish my front lawn was emo, so it would cut itself. Ugh.
See?
An emo joke.
Because they cut themselves.
Sure.
Kevin and B, my name is Tom, and I'm calling to say hi.
T Tom, what were you doing this weekend when you...
That's ridiculous. That's an imposter.
That wasn't you?
I was in the studio making music about space and angels and times unknown.
All right, thank you very much.
Kevin, if you just watched the game of baseball, you would see some of all the parts equal to a fine-tooth comb. And you just might be a long-time fan and pretty here quickly a couple of years. Oh, I don't know where I'm going with this.
That was Kevin's greatest hit. That was very well done.
And I think we need some nice, touching Mother's Day music.
Oh, all right.
For this lovely, lovely message. And, you know, we didn't think about this, but we could have used the Afro line to have people leave messages for their moms.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Because they love and appreciate them so much.
Mom, for everything you've done in my life, I live with the solace of knowing you will spend eternity burning in hell. You slack-jawed I can't wait for the day you die. Death is the most putrid, foul, disease-ridden whore to ever live. I can't wait to dance on your grave, you foul, evil witch.
That's not...
You make me sick to my stomach, you infectious human waste. I hope the devil himself violates you for an eternity and skull f*** you as he peels off your skin. Happy Mother's Day. Love your son, Phil.
Very nice. Very nice. 6:43, a quick
break.
Where's
that on a greeting card, by the way?
Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Although it dropped by over 50% from its opening weekend, Spider-Man 3 still managed to muster up around $60 million in box office. Not too shabby.
60's unheard of for an opening weekend, by the way.
Yeah, it's monstrous. 28 weeks later... was very successful. The sequel to the popular zombie movie came in at number 2 with $10 million at the box office. Georgia Rule, the new Lindsay Lohan movie, made about $6 million in its debut, good enough to make it number 3. Disturbia, which had been number 1 and number 2 for the past 4 or 5 weeks, has dropped to number 4, making about $5 million this weekend. Delta Farce, the new comedy, question mark, starring Larry the Cable Guy and Bill Engvall and DJ Qualls, $3.5 million.
This is top-notch gay.
Yeah.
Fracture was number 6 at the box office this weekend, then The Invisible, Hot Fuzz, next, and Meet the Robinsons, rounding out the top 10 at the box office. Rosie O'Donnell's looking for a new job. As you know, she's leaving The View. Apparently, the rumor is she wants her own late-night talk show.
Okay.
In Touch Magazine reports that she thinks... her views are too outspoken for daytime, and she wants a late-night show so she can really tell people how it is.
She's just too outrageous for when the sun's off.
She's an outlaw. She plays by her own rules. Can't contain her. Sir Paul McCartney had a longtime public relations man who's been working with him since the early 70s, and he's finally speaking out about Paul's future ex-wife, Heather Mills.
Yeah.
Hollywood.com interviewed him, and he said although he's been polite to her face for... the 15 years he served with Paul, he never liked Heather Mills. Describes her as not having one particular talent. However, he added,
nope,
I'm sure she will be big in America as natural ability is no longer a prerequisite for fame. And that's actually true. So. Oh,
by the way, he's got a lot of nerve saying that about England. They have more stars than they have non-stars in that country.
Yeah, let's bomb them!
I don't think we need to bomb them.
We need to bomb them, but
didn't know where Beam was going. trying to get ahead of the curve there. The Terminator will be back.
Yes. Arnold?
A new company has just purchased the rights to the film franchise. They bought the rights from the original producers, who, of course, had 3 successful hits with that subject matter, and now they're planning for a 4th Terminator movie to hit screens in 2009. Although the new producers say that it's largely unlikely Arnold Schwarzenegger will be returning as the title character, because he's too old and just looks weird now with his shirt off.
Do you think when he gets out of the governor's mansion that he will go back to acting, or do you think that's it?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Guy with an ego like that, there's no way he could stay away. No. Apparently, the next film is going to be about a grown John Connor. Remember, he was a teenager in the first Terminator films, as he leads the battle against the machines who are trying to take over the planet in the much-worried-about rise of the machines. So we'll actually see that battle going on. This is a very popular product these days. There's already a TV series in the works called the Sarah Connor Chronicles that will chronicle the resistance fighting Sarah Connor as she goes across the country. That'll be hitting television in the fall. So a lot of Terminator news.
How about that?
Am I lame that I've never seen any of those movies?
Yes.
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 For
yes.
God's sakes.
How do you not see one Terminator movie?
He's not a
just,
guy.
Didn't look that good to me.
Those movies are for dudes.
That's true. You know what we're thinking. Well, here's some news that Bean might like. The lead singer of Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Has a secret desire.
A secret desire?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Kevin. Remember when you and Maroon 5 had that love affair?
No, I didn't. No.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Oh,
there it is. There it is right there. Out loud, you said it.
Yeah.
You
want
to
give
love to Maroon 5.
It's top-notch gay.
Yeah, I don't.
Adam Levine, or Levine, depending on what side of the street Still you're standing, told The Advocate magazine, of course the famous gay magazine, that he wants to have sex with Brad Pitt.
Okay.
He said that,
really?
Did he?
Yeah. And he said he's not alone. He says every male secretly wants to have sex with Brad Pitt, but that's a given.
No. No.
No.
It's just not true, Adam. Everyone knows it's my new best friend, George Clooney,
yes,
that we all want to have sex
He's
with.
Not your best friend, Ralph.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He doesn't know it yet, but he is.
Exactly, Lisa. Once again, you've crystallized my thoughts perfectly.
So you haven't hung out with him at all? You haven't talked on the phone?
It doesn't matter. When you have a kinship, when you have a bond.
But you don't.
But we will. I'm saying it's there. It's just all that needs to, you know what? It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Say, oh, that's not a picture of anything. Of course it is. Those puzzles, the pieces just need to be interlocked. And then, it all comes into focus. It's all very, very simple.
Ralph, isn't Adam Levine, isn't he the one who is nailing like every single actress in Hollywood too? I mean, he's like super hetero,
That's
right?
The problem. He's run out of women.
He's greedy.
That's what it is. He can have anyone. He can point to a woman and have sex with her. Now he's lost interest.
Sometimes
in
you just get
easy.
Bored of vagina. You have to move on to the next species, whatever that is.
Not really.
It's either guys or animals. It's your only choice. Here's some irony. Paris Hilton is finally allowed to drive again.
What?
She can drive herself to prison?
Exactly. Her license was suspended in November after a drinking and driving arrest, but it was just reinstated at the end of March. So her license, of course, she was driving on a suspended license in February when she broke probation, but now that suspension has ended, so she got her license back at the end of March.
You would think that they would extend the suspension
Lisa. It's that wacky DMV.
That's weird.
Her license was reinstated. She's perfectly okay to drive despite her probation violation, says her attorney. There's no problem with that.
I wouldn't believe that if I were
her. So now she can drive herself to prison.
Well, that's good news.
That's awesome. Well, the parking rates of prison are horrible.
Yeah, long-term parking.
Long-term parking in prison? Forget about it. It's like $1 million when you come out.
Yeah.
And Jerry Bruckheimer says he is indeed planning further Pirates of the Caribbean adventures. However, they may not star Johnny Depp. As we wait for the third film of the trilogy to be released, At World's End, he says, this is the end of the trilogy, but whether one of the characters or a couple of the characters continue on is certainly a possibility. Jeffrey Rush, who we'll be talking to later this week, says that another sequel is likely, although people are speculating they might not star Johnny Depp. He said he thinks there's a good chance he might return. He said, Johnny may say, Pa, I've burned out, Jack, I couldn't go there again. Or he might say, if you triple my fee, I'll do it. So there's that. There's
Don't you think he's a major part of that success?
I Johnny think Depp? He's
Absolutely.
Totally it.
Yeah.
Without him, I don't think
I
it
think you would have to do some
all.
Very imaginative, creative casting to replace his linchpin role in that series. Yeah.
Have we heard anything about Ralph? You're on the inside. You know these things.
No.
Have
Ralph.
We heard anything about how much Keith Richards is going to be in this third movie that opens in a couple of weeks?
Very little. It's just
a cameo?
Minor role, yeah. Still, apparently one of the highlights.
And is he
of the
snorting family. Anything?
Yes, his entire family. Happy celebrity birthdays to movie producer, screenwriter, director George Lucas. He is 63 years old today. David Byrne, the creative force behind The Talking Heads, he is 55 years old today. Another great director, Robert Zemeckis, turns 55. Actor Tim Roth is 46 years old today. C.C. DeVille of Poison is 45 today. Ian Astbury of The Cult is 45 as well. Mike Inez of Alice in Chains is 41 years old today. Cate Blanchett, soon to be seen in the next Indiana Jones movie, is 38. Sofia Coppola, director of Lost in Translation and The Virgin Suicides and that BS Marie Antoinette movie. She's 36 years old today. Amber Tamblyn, of course, from Joan of Arcadia and the Grudge.
Sure.
Two? Or one?
Don't know.
Two.
One of those.
Two.
24 years old today. And Fab from Milli Vanilli. He's 41 years old. You know it's true.
Girl, you know it's true.
Wonder how the actual dude who sang the song is.
Seven.
I'd be interested to know.
That's a great question. Did we ever Did that person ever come out?
Yeah, they came out. They did. That's what blew the top off the story, really, is the guys who actually did it. Once they had the failed lip sync track problem, remember?
Oh, right.
Those other guys came out and said, yeah, you know what? That was us. Screw these guys.
Let's give some love
to Maroon 5.
And that's what it was. Maroon 5.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Arguably the biggest and best-selling rock band in the world has a new album coming out tomorrow. Of course, we're talking about our pals in Linkin Park. You know, we laugh sometimes now because Linkin Park is such a huge, huge success. Because they played the K-Rock calendar signing about 5 years ago, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
And was that the show where, was that the one where Chester like vomited heavily before they went out on stage and sang because he was so nervous?
Before or after, yeah. He came just backstage and we're like, what? Who's that? That's Chester.
Well, we knew when we saw them there that they were something special, and they are a terrific band. And the new CD comes out tomorrow, and they're going to be in the studio tomorrow. So we sent out a little note to the K-Rock Street Team members this weekend. And if you're not a Street Team member, you're a lame-o because it's free through krock.com, and it takes like 2 minutes to sign up, and you get access to all sorts of cool stuff like this. And we said, hey, we're looking for big Linkin Park fans because when they're here on the show tomorrow, they have agreed to let us play our popular new game, Lick Linkin Park. So we're looking for some lickers, basically. We thought, why not go to the K-Rock audience, look for some big Linkin Park fans, let them come in and do some licking.
All right. So let's begin with Amy in Arcadia. Good morning, Amy. Hello, Amy. Excellent.
Good start.
Going well. Let me put her back on hold. Every once in a while, that works. Amy, are you there? Okay. Got to move on. Sorry about that.
Loves Linkin Park. Not so good with talking on the phone, though. That's too bad.
Let's go to Christina in Baldwin Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Christina.
So you got the email on Friday saying that we were looking for big Linkin Park fans.
Yes, I did.
And you're a big Linkin Park fan.
Yes, and I couldn't wait for today.
Okay,
I'm
good.
A huge Linkin Park fan, and the first reason would actually be that I try to attend every actual possible event that I can get tickets to.
Right.
Also, if I can't get my CD tonight and sign by them, then I plan to miss work tomorrow just to go get it at 8 in the morning.
Excellent, because it's not going to be available at noon. Good.
Well, it better be, or I'm going to have a freaking heart attack. Also, I plan to get the new logo tattooed on myself. I have to wait a couple months, though, because I'm currently pregnant. So after that, I want to get the logo tattooed just to show how passionate I am about them.
On your forehead?
Actually, no, because it's already big as it is.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I want to bring more attention to myself.
I gotcha.
But I don't know, somewhere visible.
Okay.
Now you're gonna get this tattoo. Now I'm sure you've been a Linkin Park fan for a long time, but do you think how am I gonna feel about Linkin Park in 10 years, in 20 years, in 50 years?
Actually, let me just explain. This is the first band that I've listened to every single song on the CD.
Right.
And I love every single song. There's not one that I dislike. So I'm positive that in a few years, I'll be ecstatic about my tattoo.
But you know what's really going to be funny is in a couple of years, they're going to come out with even a better logo. And then you're going to go, oh, damn it. I wish I wouldn't have gotten that so soon.
Well, I have enough room on my body. I think I can get that one, too. So.
All right, Christina, we're gonna put you on hold, but let me ask you one more question, and then we're going to decide at the end who gets to come in and do the lick-it. Is there how far along are you? How pregnant are you?
7 months.
Okay. Does your doctor say you're not allowed to lick rock stars, or are you eligible to do that? Will it be safe for you and the baby to lick Linkin Park if you are selected?
Completely safe.
Completely safe. All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
All right, you hold on. Christina sounds awesome. Sounds exactly like the kind of fan we're looking for.
Alfred in Pico Rivera. Hi.
How you doing?
Very good. So you got the email. You're a big Linkin Park fan. Tell us how big.
Let's see. Well, I actually lost a job to go ahead and see, Fort Minor. My boss wouldn't give me the time off, and I said, well, I really want to go see Fort Minor up in San Francisco, so I pretty much quit. And
so you said, I am out of here.
Wow.
Pretty much. And you know what? I went ahead and I, you know, waited for their book signing they had over in the Grove in Los Angeles. You know, that took about 8 hours just to get in there. And, you know, I spent a lot of time just trying to get to see them and meet them. And it's been, they're a very influential band. And I think that they'll be around for a long time. I think they're going to be another one that's going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
I got to tell you, I had the CD over the weekend because they're coming in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Fantastic CD. All 12 songs, really good.
That's great.
And you
news.
Can't say that about a lot of CDs.
Yeah. No.
Right, right.
Hey, Alfred, you've had a chance to meet them a couple times, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, quick handshake and, you know, just push you right by.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, if you are selected, if you come in tomorrow, you're going to be blown away by how down-to-earth and personable these guys are. Seriously, they're one of the nicest bands we ever deal with here at K-Rock. So good luck to you. Thanks for calling. Hold on. We'll select here in a minute. 1-800-520-1067. We got Street Team members on the line. Well, all the lines are full, I guess. We don't even have to sell. Let's try Haley in La Cañada. Hey, Haley. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Big Linkin Park fan, yes?
Oh, yes, I'm a huge Linkin Park fan.
Tell us about how big.
I have, well, all their albums, of course, and I have their original Hybrid Theory EP, not the reissue, the original one.
Oh, do you have when they were zero? Do you have that?
No, not the one from Zero, but I was talking about the one from Hybrid
Theory.
Okay,
Hybrid Theory. Okay. Okay, and what else?
Well, of course, my room's covered in posters. I've been able to meet the band several times. I also was at their showing of Live in Texas when the band was there, too, and they invited some members.
Right.
Okay. I was one of the members who got to get in there and was able, like, I made the rock sign over at Chester, and he stuck his tongue out back at me.
Nice. Anyway. So you kind of have a tongue connection.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're looking for liquor, so you got some tongue experience. All right, Haley, you hang on. Let's try Lizelle in Los Alamitos. Linkin Park, of course, played Saturday Night Live this weekend with Molly Shannon as the host. Lizelle, you were there? You were in New York?
I was. We waited in line for standby tickets for 20 hours.
You waited in line for 20 hours to get into Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, and it wasn't even a guarantee. It was pretty much, if someone didn't show up, you might get in.
Wow.
Now, see, that's so shocking to me because I would imagine that they'd have a lot of trouble filling up the studio for Saturday Night Live these days. Like, they'd be begging people to come in.
Yeah, that's why it was pretty iffy whether or not we'd get in. But we had to guarantee that we were going to be there. In order to do that, we had to get there really early. So we got there at, like, 12 in the afternoon on Friday.
Wow.
So 7 o'clock tickets. On Saturday.
Did they play more than just the two songs on Saturday Night Live for you, or?
No,
I mean,
no,
in the
were
studio?
And just played two.
That's it. All right.
Did she just call them a-holes?
She did.
I did.
That's a good call.
They were a-holes. Okay.
It was 20 hours in line. We were like, we want more, you know.
Right, but but wait a minute. The format for Saturday Night Live is two songs. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I've been to Jimmy Kimmel. You kind of hope maybe
kind of that they'll play
more,
like during the commercials or whatever.
Yeah,
I got you.
All right, Lizelle. I don't think I like your attitude. But thank you very much. By the way, they did What I've Done was the first song, which of course you know, and then Bleed It Out, which is the second one they did, which is an awesome song.
Yeah,
and that's another one that's great on the CD. But Bleed It Out was amazing live on Saturday Night Live this weekend too. So good times. All right, where do you want to go now?
After New York, I've seen them all over California.
Let's try Denise and Downey because it sounds like she's crying, and I think that's always fun for people listening.
No, no, I put the email. We don't want you to cry. We can't handle that kind of emotion. Denise?
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to cry right now. I am such a fan of theirs. They inspire me every day of my life. I just had my birthday on Friday. I told my kids, I don't want anything except on Tuesday. That's all I want is their CD.
Just the CD, okay.
Recorded it Saturday night. Made my kids watch it on Mother's Day yesterday.
Nice.
Tell me, don't you think they're perfect live? Do want to go to the Weenie Roast Saturday night just for them. I mean, everybody else is great but them. But I'm not going because I would rather go see them in concert and just absorb every second of them.
Okay.
They are so inspirational to me about, they're realistic. And they sing about real things in life. Not putting up with things anymore. I'm a struggling mom, and a lot of people, you know, have messed with me, and I keep going, and it's their music that keeps me going. I would give anything to lick any of them.
Comes down to the licking.
Psycho Mike, I'll lick out all.
Oh, hey, not Psycho Mike. Don't be crazy. You can get something. How about
all right,
Doc?
Denise?
Wait a minute. How about Doc?
Oh, don't be mean.
Denise? How about Doc?
How about who?
Doc.
Our
news
yeah,
guy.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Sure, Doc, all of them.
All right.
Yeah, everything.
There you go. Thank you. Hold on. All right. We got to pick somebody to come in tomorrow. You want one more?
I was going to say, let's just do Fabiola real quick. He's gone out of the country for Linkin Park, and I think that's worth a minute. Fabiola from Duarte, real quick. Why you?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm actually a huge fan. I've actually followed them up and down the coast in California. So I've been to San Francisco, San Diego, Sacramento, and LA. And I went somewhere even down after San Diego. I think it was Costa Mesa or something. Then when they were in Mexico, I actually flew out there, got my family to like stand in line for tickets because I couldn't get there the day they went on sale. We went out there. I actually took my aunt, who's like 50, and she was like, yeah, they were great.
Your aunt? You took a 50-year-old aunt to their show?
Yeah, because I didn't know how to get around out there.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and I saw them out there, and they were great.
And then I also saw, when I went to Inland Invasion, I saw Chester backstage in the VIP area, and he was, like, the nicest, most normal guy ever. And I just love the fact that he was, like, he didn't have that whole rock star attitude, and it was just great.
Okay. Yeah. They're very cool. All right, you hold on.
All right. Boy, this is a tough choice because obviously we have a lot of people with a lot of emotion for this band, Linkin Park, and only one of them is going to get to come in and lick tomorrow.
Christina, getting a tattoo of the logo
right
from Baldwin Park. Alfred lost his job to see him in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Who else do we have? We had Lizelle from Los Alamitos who flew to New York and waited 20 hours, and then they didn't do more than two songs, so she was upset. We had Denise, single mom, and Fabiola. Seen all
and Haley, of course, who's been collecting since the original EP.
Oh, right.
So we got all of those. A lot of choices. I don't know, Lisa, who do you like?
Well, Denise is very passionate, and I liked Christina as well.
If this is just Lick Linkin Park,
yeah,
we could have a couple of lickers, couldn't we? Don't you think?
I would love that.
I mean, we could let in two people, don't you think?
Sure. Sure. Why not?
I like Fabiola. She went all
I
over
like
the place.
I like Fabiola, too.
Sounds hot, too.
A little something for them, a little something for you.
Is that how we're judging now?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What do you think? You think a couple of people?
Sure, why not? I like Fabiola, and I think I'm with Lisa. I think I like Christina also.
Fabiola and Christina?
Yeah.
Like them both.
All right, fantastic. Christine?
No.
Christina. Ooh, wrong one. Sorry, hold on.
I'm not sure what you're doing here.
I went to the wrong person.
Yeah,
hold on.
That's okay.
Christina?
Yes.
You're coming down to the studio.
Thank you so much.
You're going to lick the band.
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
I got to be honest. This is the first time we've ever had anyone lick a band.
I think
and
so.
And it may be the last.
And we wanted Fabiola, right?
Yeah.
Fabiola, congratulations.
Thanks. That's awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow morning when the band is in studio, and we're going to be playing stuff from their new CD.
Groovy.
All right. Did you say groovy?
She did.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm excited.
Hold on. We'll give you the details. You know how you call customer service these days, and a lot of times it's outsourced to India? So you're actually talking to somebody from India when they're answering your questions?
Mm-hmm.
And you mean by a lot of times, all the time, every single time, always.
Yeah. And they kind of have tried to learn the accent. So I saw a piece on 60 Minutes about this where they try to act like they're speaking English with an American accent so no one knows.
Oh, wow.
But if you ask a lot of times the customer service, ask them where they are, they'll say, India. So, but this is another step. I this is really hard to believe, but apparently the Pasadena Now website is being outsourced to people in India to write the news.
That's bizarre.
Yes. James McPherson, the editor and publisher of Pasadena Now, hired two reporters last weekend to cover the Pasadena City Council. One lives in Mumbai and will be paid $12,000 a year. The other works in Bangalore. And they're going to be writing the news. They're going to be writing stories on what's going on in Pasadena. They're outsourcing the actual news covering.
I wonder how they get the information and stuff. Like the city council meetings.
I think those are streamed. I think those are available on the web. You can watch those online is what I would imagine. But there's your answer, Kevin, right there. It's $12,000 a year.
Right.
How much would you have to pay to get a full-time journalist, you know, somebody who's been to college, to cover that as a United States citizen? You couldn't hire somebody for that. So
I guess,
obviously,
but
that's why they do it.
I guess. But if you're talking about writing the news, that seems like maybe somebody ought to be there.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and they actually found people to work for them on the Indian Craigslist. That's how they actually ended up hiring these people that they'd be working. So let's call the Pasadena Now website, see if we can get a hold of somebody over there, maybe James himself, find out what's up. Well, that's a weird touch.
Hello?
Pasadena Now, may I help you?
Hi, we're looking for James McPherson, please.
I'm sorry, James is not here right now. May I take a message for him?
Is there any way you could turn down the sitar playing, sir?
There's no sitar playing.
There's no.
I'm in Pasadena. Go Rose Bowl.
So you're saying that you're in Pasadena. Really? What's the weather like out there today?
I'm an American Pasadena night. And I work for this website, and I could not be happier.
Okay, so you're actually in Pasadena then?
Yes, my name is Doug.
Doug, it sounds like you have a bit of an accent, like maybe you're not in Pasadena.
Oh, that's because I used to live in Glendale.
Oh, that's where the accent comes from?
Yeah, I have a Glendalian accent.
Can you
kind of do?
I'm happy to be living in Pasadena.
Can you do us a favor and just look out the window and tell us what the weather's like in Pasadena right now?
I'm sure you know. You're living there too, right?
Right.
Well, so I don't know how you would know that.
but I'm saying, well, who's the mayor of Pasadena then? Maybe just tell us that.
So let me look out the window first for you. It's okay. Raining?
No,
no,
not at all.
No, I'm kidding, because it's so sunny, it's not raining. It is sunny. I was making an American joke, the way we always kid each other, we Americans.
So you're not one of the reporters in India, that's what
No, sir.
You're not.
I am local boy, Pasadena, go Cougars.
Okay, I don't think there's no Cougars.
Go Norton Simon Museum.
Well, that is in Pasadena. There you go. That's good.
Cheer it, really.
Go Colorado Boulevard. Yeah. My favorite street, road, boulevard. Walk, drive.
Yeah, you don't live there, do you? You don't live in Southern California at all.
I am born and raised in Southern California.
All right, what's a restaurant that you've gone to recently that was really good? Give us a really good restaurant.
Oh, do you know the one on the corner?
Which corner?
The one they serve the food at.
Which one? Which
right
food?
There, on that major thoroughfare that everyone loves so dearly.
Mm-hmm. Which thoroughfare?
Pasadena Street.
Pasadena Street, yes. Did you say?
Corner of Pasadena and California.
Well, you've done the research.
I have so many good hamburgers there. I love to eat hamburgers. I do not think cows are sacred. That's crazy. Crazy people in India think that way.
I'm sure.
Hey, Doug. Doug, it's Doug, right?
Doug Jackson. Yes.
Doug Jackson. Right.
Yes.
Let me ask you this: did you happen to go? Right. Did you happen to stop by the Rose Bowl swap meet that they had there in the parking lot yesterday?
Oh, I could not get enough swapping.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I bring a box of things to swap with my fellow Americans, and we all have a good laugh at our swapping skills.
What kinds of?
Once I swapped a goat for a man's daughter.
Well, that doesn't happen in America.
God, of course it doesn't.
Doug?
I'm kidding. That would be silly.
Kidding again.
Flag for some currency.
No.
I once swapped.
Just admit to us you're in India.
I swapped a baseball cap for some apple pie.
It's very American.
Just naming American things.
Go Cadillacs. I love to drive big, expensive cars that use a lot of gas.
Look, Doug, it's okay to admit you're in India.
One thing I'd never do is ride a train on the outside. That's craziness. I drive that India. Without a towel on my head. Because I am sure American.
Yes, you are.
Oh, God, please let me keep this job.
Yeah, you're in India, aren't you?
I'm so much in India. I don't know anything about Pasadena.
How do you write these stories, then?
I make it all up.
Okay.
Great.
Couldn't you tell it? The city council story I wrote, there was a magic flying carpet in it. I would have thought that'd be obvious to you.
We didn't see that particular story.
I'm a bad journalist.
First, though, we got to take care of some personal behind-the-scenes business, if you don't mind.
Dear Kevin and Bean, who's the brain dead answering phones around 8:45 this morning? This is a former day. I called in, which is a rarity for me, just to ask the name of the band that was playing, the current song. Her response, good question, no idea. And then she hung up.
Oh, well, that's, no.
That's customer service. Did we outsource the K-Rock phone screening to India, maybe?
No, they're much kinder there. Last time I checked, you were a radio station, assuming she missed the training class on how to answer phones or that K-Rock played music. Better luck on your next hire. My suggestion, pay them more than $2 an hour. Or perhaps don't let them at the Wacky Tabacky before noon. Chris in Manhattan Beach.
By the way, $2 an hour would be a huge improvement. These are unpaid interns that are answering the phones. If Dave doesn't get your call, usually one of the interns does.
Yeah. Hey, send in Circus Vargas, would you? Circus Vargas has been an intern for, I don't know, what? A month? 2 months?
A couple of months.
Yeah, 2 months?
Yeah, a couple of months. Yeah.
Her parents were both in the circus.
Hey, circus.
And nobody who strikes you less as a circus performer than Circus Vargas.
They got all the energy, I'll tell you that. They didn't pass any along to their daughter. Now, your mom was the bearded lady and your dad was the world's fattest man. What was the story, Circus Vargas? What did your parents do?
My dad also did stunt work. He shot people out of cannons, and he did trapeze and high wire.
Nice.
And so did my mom. who also wrote Elephants, by the way.
Of course.
How come you've been able to stay here so long? Don't you have to pack up the tent and move along to the next town?
I did not follow in my parents' footsteps.
Here's what's funny. Circus Vargas is the opposite of a circus entertainer. She came in. She told us that both of her parents were in the circus. So, of course, I wanted to hire her immediately.
Right.
And it turns out that, we've been recording this morning while you answer the phones. Because people get frustrated when they call K-Rock. And, you know, maybe they've been calling all week or whatever, or they just call. They finally get through. They want Ringy Rose tickets or whatever. So here's Circus Vargas answering the phones out next to Dave, the King of Mexico. And just check the energy level.
Kara. No. Yeah, I have to call and be caller 20 today. If you want to do that. All right. Mm-hmm.
My God.
She almost died right then.
Kara.
She did.
No. Yeah, call and be caller 20. Right.
Circus, you probably get tired of taking all those calls with people who want to win Ringy Rose tickets. I imagine that's what it is. But it's a big deal for the person on the other end of the phone to even get through. And you kind of have to give them something back. Give them some energy back, babe.
I apologize. I understand. It's due to lack of sleep most of the time.
Well, sleep. So.
Why don't you sleep,
the hell's
Circus?
Wrong with you?
Because I was out. I was partying. But and whose fault is that?
No, we're
that's mine.
Listen, we've always been fine with that. But when you come in and you're hungover, you got to work. That's just the deal. Yes, Psycho Mike.
I think Circus Vargas is my favorite intern ever.
Because? Yeah.
Well, for one thing, don't forget about when she did my training course for me and filled it out with her name, too.
Oh, that's right.
But
that's
also,
right.
Most of our interns come in here, and they're kind of like in awe of Kevin and Bean. You guys are big radio stars and stuff, and most of our interns want to be in radio and stuff, so they're kind of they try
to impress.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They treat you a little better than they treat everybody else. Vargas comes in every day. We get fast food here for Kevin to feed his immense appetite. And most of the interns come in and they say, hey, Kevin, it's time to get some food. Do you think we can get some cash or something? Vargas walks in, gets right up into Kevin's face, puts her hand out and goes, money.
She's disgusted by it.
She does. But see, here's the thing, Circus, is that people, you know, they tried to get tickets last Saturday. They're excited about the concert. They went down maybe to a location. They got a number. They got frustrated because. So then they call, they call, they call. Busy, 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 busy. They finally get through, and this is what they hear.
Kara. No.
Click.
No.
That was it. She said,
she's actually irritated.
K-Rock.
No.
And you hung up. Why are you bad?
That was too much energy, Kevin.
These people are trying so hard to win tickets.
I apologize for my poor attitude, but there are some callers, there's a lot of callers that call in that just go, tickets? Or am I a winner?
Right.
Or...
But do you hear the enthusiasm in their voice because they're excited about maybe?
I understand. I apologize.
Getting...
I will be more excited.
Dave, the King of Mexico, who's been answering phones since the early 70s, still somehow figures out a way to at least be sort of kind. You know? K-Rock.
You're sucking all the energy out of the room.
K-Rock. No.
Try to have a little energy. You know, maybe
she's not wasting their time. You got to give her points for being succinct.
Maybe a little enthusiasm. Understand.
I'll pep it up.
You think so? Because we might have to send this to India as well. Because
we need to outsource.
You're not really.
Don't send me.
You're not. No, we're not going to send you to India. Dear God.
We replace you with an Indian worker with a better attitude and for less pay. Although I don't know how it's possible to have less pay than
please,
none.
Please don't do that.
Okay, so you are an intern. You don't get paid anything. But try to, you know, I don't know. Give them a little something. Just a tiny bit of enthusiasm or.
Pretend you're under the big top.
We'll try.
Kara. No.
I love it. Who says you can't get good help these days? Come on.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. Ralph, let me guess. Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, dude, forget about it. The movie's a bomb. It dropped
I was wrong.
Dropped over 50% of its box office. It lost in 1 week. Only made $60 million this weekend. Nobody's going to see this turkey.
$60 million.
Dropped off over 50% of its box office in one week.
$4 billion the first weekend, so it can afford that.
Only $60 million. Man, Sony's got to be really worried about this product. Yeah, $60 million this weekend alone is good enough to make it number one by far. The next biggest moneymaker over the weekend was 28 Weeks Later, which made $10 million.
Wow.
So a difference of 50 mil between one and two.
I heard that the Spider-Man has made over $620 million worldwide now. It's been out for 10 days.
It's true.
That's not bad.
But right? It costs like $200 to make, so there's no profit in that. $400 million? What can you buy with $400 million these days? Nothing. Georgia Rule was number three at the box office this weekend, making $6 million. The new Lindsay Lohan, Jane Fonda comedy. Comedy?
Yeah.
Disturbia was number four. Then Delta Farce, in its debut, made $3.5 million.
Yes.
Hopefully that means there won't be a Delta Farce 2.
Game.
Fracture was number six. The Invisible, number seven. Hot Fuzz at eight. Next, number nine. And Meet the Robinsons, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. This week in New York City, it's what they call the upfronts. This is when the networks get together and break to the press their new schedules for the fall season.
Right.
So far, NBC was the first to announce the shows that they're bringing back, the new shows that they'll be putting on their schedule and where they'll be in their time slots. Some very interesting news breaking today out of New York regarding NBC. There's going to be a second hero show. Woo!
You mean a second season?
A spinoff.
A spinoff already?
A spinoff of Heroes? Here's the new plan with the networks. Viewership is down.
Right.
They're tired of us. We're tired of them jerking us around.
Right.
In the essence that they put on six shows and then 3 weeks with no new shows and then two shows and then they go on vacation early and it's a big long summer with nothing on there. So they're starting to generate more programming year round.
Okay.
NBC has announced Heroes Origins, which will take the Monday night time slot of Heroes once Heroes goes on summer hiatus.
No kidding.
It's a brand new Heroes show, and what the premise is that Heroes Origins will be the stories of mutant characters who have the powers, just like the other heroes, but have not yet been seen on Heroes. These are people around the country that are developing their own powers, but we haven't met them yet on the Heroes show. So you'll get to see these new characters.
Okay.
Then there's an interactive angle where viewers will get to vote on which of those characters they've seen during Heroes Origins that they'd like to join the regular cast and become part of the main storyline on Heroes. So you're going to get like 30 weeks worth of Heroes where you ordinarily would only get, you know, 20, 22 episodes.
But you have to pick up the phone and
you don't have to. But this will be stories of other people who have these same sort of powers that the Heroes people have.
And they have to dance with the stars in order to stay on for the following week?
And then they put out their torch, and then they get voted off Hero Island. Yeah.
And they have to sing a song that the voters write?
So that sounds interesting. Very excited. So by the time it's all said and done, there will be almost 30-plus weeks of original Heroes programming on NBC.
Wow.
This is their biggest hit, so naturally they're doing the spinoff and try to keep the momentum going.
Ralph, I have a question you may or may not be able to answer about NBC and their schedule. If Fred Thompson ends up running for president, as many people expect he will, does that impact their ability to play Law and Order round the clock over there on NBC, or do they then have to give equal time to all the other candidates?
I think it will impact. I'm going to say yes. Without any knowledge whatsoever, I'm going
to
say
yes. That would suck for them, wouldn't it, to have all these Law and Orders and not be able to air them because of that?
Oh, they got plenty. They got plenty. They can break out all kinds of reruns.
I hate to interrupt, but I think you're right, Ralph, because remember they had trouble playing Schwarzenegger movies a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they have to give them the same time. Fred Thompson, for those you don't know, is a former Republican congressman, I think it was, or senator?
Senator, I think, yeah.
Who now plays the head DA over there in Law and Order.
A lot of people are trying to draft him to run as a candidate this year, and that would really just screw up the Law and Order schedule if they couldn't air him.
NBC's also going hard with their sci-fi success based on Heroes. They're bringing some more science fiction to the Peacock Network. The Bionic Woman is returning on Wednesday nights for NBC.
Okay.
Starring a brand new smoking hot bionic chick. Which is strong.
Oh, have you seen her? You seen her?
Very, very attractive.
And very, very British, Ralph.
Yeah, I know. Other sci-fi dramas hitting NBC. Journeyman, which is a time travel show about a reporter who travels through time.
Okay.
Kind of like Quantum Leap, that kind of deal. Okay. Chuck is the story of a teenage computer geek who becomes a secret agent when some important espionage secrets are downloaded into his brain. So we get to see Chuck.
All right. And, that's not the title they're going with, though, right?
Chuck. It's the new show.
They're happy with that title?
They're happy with Chuck.
Okay.
So also some new shows on NBC, some reality shows. The Spelling Bee. They're going to do a Spelling Bee reality show, so Bean will be happy.
Bean will be so happy.
And right. World Moves.
What?
World Moves.
What's that?
It's a competing dance show hosted by Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Oh, boy.
Dance troupes will compete for a touring contract to go dance in their World Moves.
That sounds unnecessary.
They have world moves, see?
Mm. Yeah, I'm out on that one.
They move with the worlds.
Yeah, that's not good.
Some shows that are coming back, of course, Law & Order, Medium, Dateline NBC. Vegas is returning, 1 versus 100. That BS Friday Night Lights is coming back.
And, oh, how dare you. How dare you.
That's about
Hey, did you say Dateline NBC is coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, Rodney's going to be so upset.
Oh. I'm just saying because he doesn't like the news.
Well, you got to be that way. Lloyd's of London has insured Ugly Betty's smile for $10 million.
What?
America Ferrera, star of the U.S. TV show Ugly Betty.
Yeah.
Has had her smile insured for $10 million.
In case
her smile goes bad.
How does that happen? If she gets teeth knocked out or something?
I think it's a big publicity stunt. Apparently, she's working with the Aquafresh White Trays, the teeth whitening system. And they're doing some sort of charity campaign. And it's kind of actually, it's a worthy cause. It's a free dental campaign for jobless women who are homeless or without income. They help them get dental service for free.
Well, but they have to be ugly?
I think they do have to be ugly.
Okay.
Yes. Well, they're jobless.
<We're punches?
laughs> Homeless and jobless. What are the odds they're ugly? And so in conjunction with that, America's getting her beautiful smile insured for $10 million. So
that sounds unnecessary.
Anything goes wrong with her teeth, then she cashes in. I would so have someone hit me in the face with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That was me. For 10 mil? Bring it on. I'll get those screw-in implants, those new dealies they got there. Spend a couple grand on that, and then just hookers and blows with the rest.
Call up Paul Wall and get a grill is what you'd do.
Sure. Word. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Amber Tamblyn. She was Joan of Arcadia.
She's
coming back to television in the fall on a brand new TV series. She's 24 years old today. Sofia Coppola, daughter of Francis Ford, and director in her own right, Lost in Translation, Virgin Suicides, Marie Antoinette BS. She's 36 years old today. Cate Blanchett, very talented British actress who will be seen in the upcoming Indiana Jones movie. She's 38 years old today. Mike Inez of Alice in Chains is 41 years old today. Ian Astbury of The Cult is 45. CeCe DeVille of Poison is also 45 years old today. Tim Roth is 46. Robert Zemeckis, very talented movie director, is 55. George Lucas of the Star Wars fame is 63 years old today. And Milli Vanilli, Fab of Milli Vanilli, is 41 years old. Girl, you know it's true. Remember when you and Bean put on dreadlocks and danced to this number at Acoustic Christmas?
No.
Oh, that's right. It was just my dream. It's just a little fantasy I have every once in a while.
They got a Grammy, and then they got to take it away for being fakers.
They didn't sing those songs.
Nope.
They just stamped. They just shook their pelvi.
Yep.
Is he the... He's the one that's still alive, obviously, right? If you're doing his birthday, right?
Yes.
It's Rob that's dead?
Okay. That was your question? He's the one that's still alive?
Yes. Yeah, I was trying to remember. I can never keep straight which one is dead and which one's alive. So you're saying Fab is alive, Rob is gone.
Yeah. If he was dead, I doubt he'd be turning 41.
Good point.
Right. Okay.
He'd just be turning smellier. Because he'd be dead. See, bodies smell bad.
Because he'd be dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Everything is falling apart.
Okay.
Yeah. And like birds are dying. I mean, birds are dying.
Right. We don't.
And it's like hard, you know, to like wake up every day and know that like there are bad things happening.
Okay.
And this bird was just like a symbol of that.
All right. We don't have time to deal with that right now. It's the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday morning. Yesterday was Mother's Day. Everybody hook up with mom. Everybody call mom. See mom.
Sure.
Talk
sure.
to mom.
Sure. Spent the day with mom and dad.
You know, we were talking about this on Friday. This is one of those holidays where you kind of have to do for mom, even if you don't get along with her.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get along with their moms, haven't talked to her in a long time, but you kind of do something for Mother's Day because you're a complete idiot if you don't, you know, that kind of thing. So it can't possibly go well in a lot of cases.
Sure.
In a lot of cases, you haven't spoken in a year, whatever. You get family together. You get drinking sometimes. It just can go terribly wrong. So we're going to look for your phone calls for Mother's Day gone wrong. Maybe it's your mom's fault. Maybe it's your fault, like it was Ralph's when he was younger.
I think it's harder than most holidays. Because if it's Christmas, you can focus on the gifts or the tree or whatever. It's Thanksgiving, you can focus on the food. But Mother's Day, really, you just have to deal with your relationship with your mother. It's all about those feelings, good, bad, or indifferent. So they're right there in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a bad son one year in high school. I was doing a school show, doing the High School Musical.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in High School Musical?
And it was Saturday night was closing night of the show, and it was the Saturday night before Mother's Day.
Right.
So we went out with some people afterwards, and you have your cast party. You know, you go out and you have a few beers or whatever.
Right.
So we had, I don't know, 4 cases of beer in the back of someone's station wagon and drove out to the park there in Philadelphia and ended up probably having more beers than I should have, considering I woke up face down in the woods at around 6 a.m. when the sun was up and the birds were chirping.
Oh,
face down in the woods?
Yeah.
We would go out to this wooded area. Were your pants pulled down?
No. Okay. We would go out to this wooded area to get our drink on because we weren't, you know.
Sure.
21.
Yeah.
And so everyone, the people that I was with in the car, we'd all just sort of been hanging out and sitting and talking stuff. And apparently we all nodded off. So right. We all woke up early morning and we had to race to our home. So I come in like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I come up the steps of my house and the door opens. And there's my mom in her robe with the curlers in her hair. The whole sitcom moment.
Sure.
Just looking at me, she goes, "And this is how I'm going to celebrate my Mother's Day, wondering where you were all night. I thought you were dead."
So she knew that you were missing and thought you were dead.
I'd never come home that night.
Wow.
They didn't hear from me. They had no idea where I was, what I was doing. So I made my mother worry herself sick for Mother's Day. That was the
and
gift.
How
I
low
gave
did
her.
You feel in that moment, Ralph?
I just started crying like a baby. I felt like the lowest piece of crap in the world of all days to do that. It was
it's not bad enough that you fell asleep in the woods with a bunch of dudes hugging each other, waking up with your arms around your guys.
We were just drunk.
Ass up, facing
the
woods.
It was a bad exactly. thing. So I've made up ever since. I bought her a purse this year that cost more than my car. So it all worked.
Wow. Yeah. All right, let's talk to an intern of ours. We have Hammerhead on the phone. We call him Hammerhead for a good reason. But Hammerhead, good morning.
Hello. I'm going to stick to the same drunken theme. My senior prom was the day before Mother's Day.
Right.
And my mom had to come and pick me up. Because I was a drunken mess, and I had cussed out my principal and had to come pick me up that night of prom, and I didn't get to walk from high school the whole shebang.
You mean you didn't get to graduate?
Well, I got to graduate. I didn't get to go through the whole ceremony and the whole deal.
Couldn't walk and pick up his diploma.
No
I see what you're saying.
So they, it started off Mother's Day the worst way possible.
Yeah. What time was it when she had to pick you up?
I think it was the very start of it, about 12:30 or so about a half an hour into Mother's Day, started it off.
12:30 in the morning.
Nice.
That's what a mom wants to hear.
Come pick up your son, Mrs. Hammerhead, please. He's a drunken mess.
He's in prison.
By the way, he's cussing me out in profusely profane ways. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Good times.
Hard to believe with Hammerhead. He's such a controlled drunk.
Hammerhead, are you kidding? Nobody.
I got sex with anybody.
Nobody holds their liquor better than him. All right, Hammerhead. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, bye now. All right, we got some calls. 1-800-520-1067. Mother's Day gone wrong. Let's begin with Rudy and Marina Del Rey. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Rudy. How you guys doing?
Hi, Rudy.
You're Rudy. We're Kevin and Bean.
Go ahead, Rudy. All right, go ahead.
So yesterday we went out to brunch to a nice place, and I ended up making out with my mom. He married a guy. Man, he made out with his daughter, which is, I guess, my sister by marriage.
Your stepsister.
Stepsister, yeah.
You ended up making out with her?
At brunch?
Yes.
For Mother's Day?
Yes, for Mother's Day. It was brunch.
In front of your mom?
No, not in front of her. We were in the men's bathroom, though.
Oh, my God. You and your stepsister went to the men's room.
Yeah, she followed me in there. So,
How many mimosas did you have?
How many what? Mimosas?
Drinks.
Yes, Rudy. Yeah, mimosas.
Maybe a few too many.
A few, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you make out with her if you were sober?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, they're not really related, guys, but
mom
still not
find
much fun
out.
For
really
mom.
Doesn't ruin her day.
Did she find out?
Yeah.
She found out. Yeah. How did she find out? Was she in the men's room as well?
I told her.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Hey, mom, just so you know, I just made out with your husband's daughter.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're a hell of a son.
Good times.
Good times.
Thank you, Rudy.
Let's talk to Janae in the LBC before the break here. Sometimes bad things happen on Mother's Day, but it's not necessarily anybody's fault. Hey, Janae, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What happened?
Hi there.
Well, this was actually a couple of years ago, and my mom was living in Irvine on a strawberry farm.
Right.
I know that sounds horrible.
No.
A skunk came in the house, and the dogs tried to attack it, and it sprayed everywhere. the dogs were covered. We had to leave the house. It was horrible. We couldn't breathe. We had to go get cans of tomato juice and cover the dogs in them.
Tomato juice?
Yeah,
that's what you wash the smell off.
No kidding.
Yeah. it was really bad.
But in your furniture and stuff, I imagine it took months and months for that smell to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Just cover that in ketchup as well.
Tomato juice.
Oh, tomato juice. Ketchup. No, whatever.
Well, the reference does go back 20 seconds, Rob. You got to spend to keep the details straight. That's a bad Mother's Day right there is when your house gets skunked.
It's awful.
Thank you, Janae. Everybody else, hold on. 1-800-520-1067. We got stealing mom's weed. We have a fire. We have all kinds of stuff. So stick around, and we'll take your calls right after this.
Yesterday was Mother's Day, and it doesn't always go as well as you might expect it to or might hope it will. There's a lot of pressure and sometimes alcohol and family things going on. It just doesn't end up well, and that's the calls we're looking for right now, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Aaron in Orange this go-round?
All right.
Because Aaron's my kind of guy.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
So Mother's Day, it wasn't happening for you, huh?
Actually, Mother's Day was great.
Okay, what happened?
The whole day was good. It was actually a couple days before Mother's Day. I'd found my mom's stash.
you stole her weed?
Well, yeah, I found it, and then I figured if I took it, the worst thing she could do was actually ask me if I took it, and I didn't figure she'd play that card.
Oh, I see. So you figured she wouldn't ask because she'd be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
So the house, like my brother and I, we leave the house Mother's Day night.
Right.
And apparently, she's got the house for herself, so she wants to fire up a bowl, but it's not there.
Right.
The first person she calls is me.
Right. Hey, did you take my weed?
Exactly. That was the exact phone call I got.
And, of course, you said, no, Mom. Why would I do that?
And then she said, well, I'm holding the bag in your room right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're a bad thief on top of it.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it the whole way.
So what happened? Was she angry?
Oh, yeah. She came straight over, picked me up, and we had about a three-hour discussion about 10 o'clock at night on Mother's Day.
Oh.
Nice.
Isn't there some sort of a rule, just some sort of courtesy rule, that you don't steal your parents' pot? I mean, doesn't that just seem like it makes sense?
I think the better rule is if you're going to take it, at least leave some so that they're not totally pissed.
Sure, yeah. You want to leave a little bit, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's true. That's a better rule. You're
but
right
it's
about
only
that.
Weed.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Aaron.
Let's go to Jacqueline in Monrovia. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened to you on Mother's Day?
Well, it was a great Mother's Day, and we were flying kites with my child, and then one of my family members, my niece's boyfriend, decided that he was going to climb the tree about 30 feet in the air, because
mm-hmm.
The kite got stuck. He jumped from one branch to the other. He actually grabbed onto the branch, but fell and tumbled down the hill.
So he fell 30 feet out of a tree.
Yes, 30 feet out of a tree. I got it on video.
Excellent.
Oh, you're set.
It will be on the internet.
I love that. You got to put it on YouTube?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Did he break a leg or anything?
Actually, it's a miracle. They were going to admit him just because of the height of the fall, the fire, you know, everyone was amazed, but his arms hurt and he's at home now this morning.
Wow.
But,
excellent.
He's hurt pretty bad. It was a shock to all of us. About six people watched it.
I love the fact that you kept videotaping. You did not shirk your responsibilities. Yeah, put it up on YouTube under, like, that. Mother's Day fell from tree so we can find it later.
Actually, I will. I will put exactly that.
Right.
The funny part is I ran out of room on the memory card, but he was going to jump, and everyone was yelling no. So I quickly deleted the video before. So the 20 minutes before he jumped, I had to delete so I could make room to jump. And I got him in midair and then grabbing onto the branch and then falling and tumbling down the hill. It's only funny because he's okay.
No, it's funny either way. All right, thank you for the call. That's awesome. All right, let's go to Paul in Orange. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Amy. Kevin, hey, how are you doing, Mr. Man?
Good.
So you got arrested on Mother's Day?
Yeah, last year in June, I got arrested and everything, the day before Mother's Day.
Arrested for?
Assault, drunk driving, and underage.
Paul. Wow. The trifecta.
Exactly, yeah. The judge was really happy with me.
And your mom was thrilled?
Oh, yeah, she left me in jail for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I think she did the right thing.
You know, kids ended up in jail. Mothers look at it as a report card on their parenting skills. And I think moms take it hard. I think it's worse for the mom when you go to jail than it is for you being the guy to go to jail. It just breaks their hearts.
Because they think they're a failure. That's why. They
right,
must
exactly.
Have failed
and,
if you...
and on sure. Mother's Day, too. I mean, you're already summing up what, you know, your family.
Tom in Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning, party people.
Now, it sounds like you made your mom cry on Mother's Day. Is that true?
Exactly. She was devastated.
What happened? What
did you do?
Well, in order to avoid the Mother's Day rush, she wanted to go out Saturday. And my family, of course, were all a bunch of alcoholics. And I let it slip out to my mom that one time when her fiancé and her were having a fight, he went off to his boat and commissioned a $13 prostitute.
A $13 prostitute?
Nice.
$13.
That's all I know. That's all I know.
What do you get for that?
I have no idea. You gotta ask him.
So he was keeping that a secret from her, and you told her on Mother's Day?
I told her the day before Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, before, okay.
So I'm sure I ruined her whole day.
No. How would you say that?
Congratulations, Tom. You sound so happy about it.
Made her break up with her fiancé. Very nice. Very nice.
Why don't we close with Joanna, who is the mother in the story. Joanna from Arcadia. Sounds like a joke, but it's not. Hey, Joanna, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What happened? This wasn't just yesterday, was it?
It was really funny. Not really at all.
Well, the reason I ask is because if this happened to you and it was yesterday, I just want to make sure you're not too raw, that it's not going to be too painful for us to laugh at your story.
Well, I guess better to laugh than not to.
We only have one reaction to anything, and that's laughing. So people don't trust us with their emotions. All right, so this was yesterday.
Yeah, so yesterday in the morning, my husband and I woke up, and I'm 6.5 months pregnant, and we were going to go out and spend the day with his family. But he made an announcement to me that basically he wants to get a divorce.
Dude.
Yesterday when you're
six and a half months pregnant.
Yeah, so.
How fat are you? I mean, how much weight have you gained?
I gained 9 pounds.
Wow.
Why would he tell you on Mother's Day?
Well, he said he didn't want to keep hurting me anymore, but I kind of figured that if I wasn't aware of it, that he could have just kept the lie going until later.
At least till like today, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe just dealt with it after the baby was born. And
oh my God!
That's so, awful. Joanna, was it just he was having a weak moment, or does he still feel that way today?
No, I think that he's still feeling that way because I probably wasn't. I didn't get myself into any nice moods after that.
Well, I don't imagine you did. I mean, he didn't expect you to be happy, did he?
No, well, he was actually saying that he would still like to live with me, and he would still like me to help him with this and that, different financial things that he's working on.
Look, I'd like a divorce, but if you could keep paying for my lifestyle, I would appreciate
right, exactly.
that.
Exactly. And I also still need a place to live, babe.
I'd also like to live under your roof, if that's okay, and that's sleep in the same bed.
Joanna, yeah, how long have you guys been married?
How long have you been married?
A little over a year, and, you know, all marriages are hard during the first year, but I thought that it was kind of the normal hard, not the...
Yeah.
Wow. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, thanks.
Good times.
Well, I went out with my mom instead, and we actually did have a nice day. And
oh, there you go.
I got to hear her cuss at him,
sure.
Which is really surprising because she's a really sweet lady.
So you're both, like, sitting in a restaurant screaming at him?
Not screaming, but pretty much, yeah.
I got you. All right. Well, good times right there.
Yeah, good times.
Thanks for calling because, you know, that makes us all feel a little bit better about how our Mother Day went yesterday. Yeah, wasn't that bad? So. It wasn't as bad as yours?
Nope.
And I didn't get to get drunk was the big problem.
Oh, right. That hurts. Well, you can get drunk today.
She's pregnant.
Wait. She's still pregnant.
Oh,
Kevin.
Still pregnant. Okay. You want a Kevin and Bean t-shirt? That'll make it all better.
Extra, extra large?
Exactly.
Okay, hold on. All right. Let's say good morning to an old friend. Dewan. Good morning. Dewan. How's it going, buddy?
Good, thank you.
What's going on this morning?
I'm filling out this application for In-N-Out.
Fantastic.
Oh, you are going to actually go for it. I remember you told us that was your lifelong dream, was to work for the In-N-Out Burger hamburger chain, but you're saying today's the day you're filling out the paperwork.
Yeah, reapplying.
Now, what do you mean reapplying? You already applied once?
I applied like several times.
No kidding.
They never call me.
Dewan, do you let them know? I mean, is there a place on the application where you can write a paragraph, write a little essay, and let them know how much you love In-N-Out and how much you want to work there?
Yeah, I can write like a letter.
That's what you should absolutely do. You should show them that you're passionate about their product. That would go a long way. They'd rather have somebody like you who really cares rather than somebody who's just doing it to work.
Right.
Well, what can we do to help you, Dewan?
Okay. It's a please explain fully any gaps of your employment history.
Yeah, that means, okay. Were you unemployed for a while?
Never been unemployed. I had my first job back in 97, but 98 I did not work.
Okay, that's unemployed though.
But you've never been unemployed, although you did not work in 98?
Did not work in 98.
What was the reason for you not working in 98, Dewan?
I thought they were going to hire me for the summer job in 98, but they didn't chose me this year, though.
This okay. year? Or this year or 98?
Yeah, summer 98.
Summer 98.
Come on, Kevin, try to keep up. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
So for that, I mean, if they're asking you to explain it, just say traveled for the summer.
Oh, okay.
Do you want him to lie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is traveling for the summer makes it look like it was his choice to not work, and that's what they're trying to find out when they ask that question.
So, right, travel in the summer?
Yeah, I think so.
Travel for the summer. That's why you weren't there working in 98, because you're a man of leisure and you could afford to take some time off.
Traveling for the summer.
Yes.
There you go. So far, so good.
All right. Any other questions about the
applicant? Traveling for the summer back in 1998.
Yes, exactly. But also put that you were not unemployed.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. We'll wait. Nothing but time.
We're good. I would hire you, Dewan, if it makes any difference. I would totally hire you.
Oh, okay.
Still writing.
And something else, too.
Yes. What else?
It said, describe any purchases. Let me spell it. PREVIOUS. Job duties or special training.
Previous job duties.
Oh, previous job
right.
duties. I see.
Or special training, I'm going to spell it, LEVANT.
Levant?
Revant, yes. To the job you
relevant.
Are
oh, relevant.
For.
Relevant. Oh, I see. Did you have some kind of training that's relevant to this job?
Right. They want to know if you've ever worked a cash register before, or you've ever made food before, or you've ever had the type of job where you deal with customers. Those are the types of things they're looking for that would make sense for background.
I have cashier's experience.
Oh, you do?
In the past of 2004.
Yeah, you well, know. you need to tell them you got...
First job, I serve food to the senior citizens in Inglewood. I serve them their lunch.
And you deal with people at your theater job. So you have experience in lots of different areas that would be attractive to In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, those are good skills. You need to write all those down and say, you know, and show how those relate to the In-N-Out job.
Oh, okay.
And you're in good shape here, Dewan. I don't know why they wouldn't hire you.
Okay, hold on. And something else, too.
Okay, listen, we got... Okay, go ahead.
List extra activities, hobbies, academic awards, honors, societies.
Just put down you won an Academy Award.
No.
Oh, that's not what it is? Oh, right.
So well, they want to know what kinds of things you enjoy doing.
Like listening to music, watching my favorite TV show.
Sure.
Like hanging out with my friends.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Going to movies.
All right, listen, Dewan, we got to run, but let us know how that goes, okay?
Thank you so much for helping me.
And if you need somebody to back you, we're your guys. We'll put it in
good
work
for
you.
Yeah, you should put us down as references is what you should do, Dewan. Let them know that they can call Kevin and Bean if they want to know what kind of guy you are.
They don't got no references listed on the application.
Okay. I'm just saying if they do. All right.
I guess they don't want us.
Right,
Dewan, we love you, man. Get some sleep. Good luck to you, all right?
Later.
Let's go up 2 cents today for first class postage. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way from the world-famous K-Rock. It's 8:55. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Gouging us again. Freaking post office.
Stupid post office.
It's a value, man. It's the best deal in America right there. 41 cents.
No. You know what the best deal in America is? A really hot $50 hooker.
Yeah,
that's a deal.
Yeah, that's true.
But she can't get a letter to Florida for 41 cents. I don't care how talented she is.
Who
I'm just saying, it's a phenomenal deal.
That's your problem. You care more about getting a letter to Florida instead of getting your pipes cleaned.
Post office, not taxpayer supported, you know. You know, they raise
Shut
money through
up.
Their stamps.
What are you talking about?
They're self-sufficient, an independent organization.
Up.
I love the post office so much.
So yesterday they could send a letter for 39 cents. Today they can't do it. Oh, no, not for 39 cents. No way. Can't touch it. Got to be 41.
Well,
BS.
Costs go up, man.
BS, man.
You're not wrong. You just maybe less than right.
See, now they get you. You have to go to the post office today and get a whole ass full of 2 cent stamps now. That's their new challenge.
That's where you have to put them.
You can find them.
If you are caught unawares by the price increase, yeah.
I didn't get the newsletter. I'm not part of the Clyde Tumbaugh Fan Festival where they send you out that information.
I ordered my twos online. I'm all
shut up. I ordered my twos.
I'm just look.
Punch
I'm just
you right in your face.
What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, they don't know who's going to replace Rosie O'Donnell in The View. Oh, I'm just sick. I'm just sick about it. I just wish they would settle this so I get some sleep.
You stay up late nights worrying about it?
Who's going to be the new one in The View?
Bean's the only one of us that watches it.
I mean, you got really? You got your Joy Behar. You've okay. got your Katie Couric.
No.
And you got
no. Barbara Walters.
And you got, you know, Rona Barrett.
Elizabeth, there. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, right.
Right. And who's going to take the slot that's vacated?
You know, they never replaced Star Jones, so they're already down a woman, and now they got to replace Rosie.
Didn't Rosie take over for Star Jones?
No, she replaced Meredith Vieira.
Oh, wow. Well, they said the new rumor is Ricky Lake.
She would be a good choice.
Former fatty Ricky Lake joining the cast of The View. Or Marsha, Maureen McCormick from the Brady Bunch. Hmm. Or Sherry Shepherd, who I don't know so much.
Whoever that is.
Yeah.
I couldn't be less interested.
But Ricky Lake has dropped 125 pounds.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
She's on the cover of People magazine this week, talking about she lost half her body weight. She was 250 at one point.
Wow.
Dropped a bill and a quarter.
Right wow. Now.
And in fact, that story on People.com is the third most popular story ever on its website. Number one was Anna Nicole Smith's death. Brittany shaving her head was number two. And then people reading about Ricky Lake's weight loss. Third most popular story in the history of People.com.
Wow.
That's a lot of people who want to see that former fat ass. See what she looks like now.
Pretty You've amazing. Been called a vile, disgusting pig, a fat, lecherous loser.
Yeah.
Which would you prefer I called you?
Fat, lecherous loser. Congratulations to Sheryl Crow. She's got a new baby boy. She did it the easy way, though. She just bought him, I think.
I don't think you can buy him.
I think down in Chinatown you can go. There's like mm-hmm. a van. You can get him in the back of a van there.
Yeah. I don't think so.
He's 2 weeks old. She's adopted him, and his name is Wyatt Stephen Crow.
Wyatt Stephen Crow.
Yes. Named after her father and her brother, respectively.
She go to Thailand or Malawi, or what bizarre, out-of-the-way country did she go to?
I think it's even weirder than that. I think the baby's from America.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
there are babies available here?
There have been rumors to that effect for many years now.
Huh.
But apparently they're true. Speaking of baby news, Drea Di Matteo, you may remember her as Adriana from Sopranos. She is reportedly pregnant, according to the New York Post. She and her boyfriend, Shooter Jennings, are expecting their first child, according to Page Six gossip column. Her and Shooter, you're going to have a baby. Well, a name like Shooter, you better start cranking out some babies.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they call you Blanky after that. Speaking of surprise, you had a surprise last night?
Oh,
what's up with that?
I love that.
Colton Christopher's nose. It's wrong, man. It's just wrong.
I couldn't figure out episode. At the beginning. I couldn't figure out if he was just trying to, like, help
play
him.
Play a trick on him?
No, help him because he's in so much
got
trouble.
Your nose? Play got your nose?
Just, like, being nice to take him out of his misery.
Like putting a dog
oh,
down?
Yeah.
I
couldn't tell, but then, no.
I knew it wasn't when he started dialing 9-1 and then stopped on the cell phone and then went yeah. back to watch yeah. him drown in his own blood. I realized he probably wasn't doing him a favor at that point.
Yeah.
I was expecting was him cool. to steal Christopher's wallet before he left, too, by the way.
Yeah, Tony's got some issues, man.
Yes, he does.
At least he took some peyote last night and freaked out.
There was that.
With the hottest chick ever.
How hot is she?
Oh. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That stripper hooker from Vegas he hooked up with. I had to go online and check her out. I had to find her name in the credits. I was scrolling slow motion through the credits at the end of the show on the TiVo. And then I had to go to IMDb to find out who she was.
Who is she?
Who is she, Ralph?
Her name is Sarah Shahi. And
I love
apparently
her.
She is a got a regular role on The L Word over on Showtime. She plays a lesbian over there
what?
On Showtime.
Oh.
And she's been in a bunch of other shows. And she's a very talented actress. She said,
sweet!
27 years old, originally from Dallas. I think she's a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, of course.
Really?
No yeah. kidding.
I thought you were making up. You did this much research on her overnight?
Yes! I was smitten.
You know, I thought about what a rotten job being a hooker is when Tony walks through the front door.
Yeah.
He's
you know
all
what?
Big and
yeah.
fat and sweaty and his face yeah. is all cut
you
up
guys,
and bleeding. And you've got to have sex with that.
You guys are always you get the willies. Anytime there's any sort of gay sex on any TV show, you start to cry and gnash your teeth and stomp your feet. I've had an ass full of watching Tony Soprano have sex.
Me too.
I never
yeah.
need to
a
see
little
him
bit too much.
Have sex with anybody ever again. I got that image. I know what it looks like. Just insert a card. Just edit in the card that says, Tony has sex here, and I'll know exactly what you're talking
he
about.
He needs to push back from the dinner table every once in a while,
he's
too.
Gonna
he's
going to explode.
Huge.
He's going to explode.
That's how it's going to end. He's going to actually explode.
Like that Monty Python movie. He's just going to blow up. You're going to have a mint, and then he's just going to explode. Just be ribs.
That was something, killing off a major character like that.
I was glad they did it. I thought it was stunning
too.
And shocking, and it was a logical progression to that. And I didn't really want to see any more Christopher loaded storylines.
Yeah.
We've seen him on drugs so much and drunk and everything. We get yeah. that. It was.
Didn't you want to see some sort of fallout though from what he did last week when he was back on the booze? I did.
No reason we can't still see some fallout regarding that.
Yeah, but what does it matter if he's not around to be held accountable, you know?
Because it'll come back to haunt
so
the family.
Death,
people
is
start
it
looking
enough
around.
For you, Bean?
Yeah, that's not
that's
held
right.
accountable.
You need
apparently.
More held accountable than dying.
What do you need? Cleaver 2 not to do so well at the box office? Would that be more punishment for you?
How many episodes left? Just three?
The three, I think.
Wow, yeah. It's getting close.
All the good things are coming to an end.
Yeah.
You only got two more heroes. You got tonight and then next week.
Yep.
Everything's starting to taper off. Then you get that long summer drought. Ugh. And baseball. Two worst things. No UTV and baseball going at the same time.
How dare you?
Just put me in a coma. Just put me in those medically Greg House-induced comas and just put me under and then wake me up in September. That's all I ask.
Wake you up
when September,
September
ends?
Oh. Damn it.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Spider-Man 3, no surprise, still number one, although it did drop off over 50%.
Yeah, but 50% of 100 and, what was it, 49?
$50 million. Yeah.
That's still not bad.
Only made $60 million this week. 28 Weeks was number two at the box office, made $10 million. Georgia Rule, the new Jane Fonda, Lindsay Lohan movie, did pretty good in its debut weekend, I think. $6 million, number three. Disturbia was number four. Delta Farce was number five. Fracture, The Invisible Hot Fuzz next, and Meet the Robinsons rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. And surprising news from Adam Levine, lead singer of Maroon 5. Not a surprise at the time, I found out Kevin and him were sleeping together. Remember that?
How dare you.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
What Kevin was doing, giving some love to Maroon 5. That's what the kids call it these days.
No.
Apparently, Adam liked to give some love to Brad Pitt. He told The Advocate magazine that he wants to have sex with Brad Pitt and says he's not alone. Adam's quoted as saying, every male secretly wants to have sex with Brad Pitt, but that's a given.
Gay, 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 gay.
Not me. I want to have sex with James Gandolfini.
Oh, yeah. That's
no, no.
It ain't natural.
And he makes those noises.
Yeah,
that's great. He just lays back like a big beached whale. She reached for a joint afterwards. I'd need like a syringe of heroin after I committed that act. Something to just wash it from my brain.
Plus, you'd want to blind yourself, so you didn't have to look. Tony, anything for your new boyfriend, Ralph Garman?
You're handsome and smart and
you.
Hard worker.
Thank you.
And let's be honest, white.
Yes.
That's a huge plus nowadays.
It is. Thank you. I appreciate
what the hell
that.
Is that? That's not sexy.
Appreciate that, James. Today's celebrity birthday is Amber Tamblyn. She was Joan of Arcadia back when she was talking to God. She's 24 years old today. Sophia Coppola is a film director and daughter of Francis Ford Coppola. Cate Blanchett, very talented, multi-award-winning actress, is 38 years old today. Ian Astbury of The Cult turns 45. Tim Roth, another talented British actor, is 46 years old today. George Lucas is 63. Robert Zemeckis is 55. And Mike Inez of Alice in Chains is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now it's time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention. I'm preparing for my interview with the Chicago Tribune today about my Clyde Tombaugh petition. I got to get set for that. Are you guys talking to Chicago Tribune today, or is it just me? Am I the only one?
Dear God. Sorry, Lisa, I didn't hear your
mic. We're so jealous.
Thank you.
I just can't imagine.
You should be.
Anything.
I'd rather not talk to the Chicago Tribune than talk about the Clyde Tombaugh petition. I'd be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed.
Are they asking you why, how anyone could possibly go ahead with this after Pluto's been discredited so publicly?
How dare you? I've got lots of interesting Pluto facts to wow the reporter with, so I've got that just after 10 o'clock this morning. So let's just rush through these so I can get to that, please.
You're let me see. Homo.
How about a pair of tickets to the championship off-road racing this Saturday and Sunday at the Fairplex in Pomona? Plus, we'll throw in the Sublime box set, Everything Under the Sun, which is in stores now. If you like Sublime, this is absolutely the one to have. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Mario in Alhambra. Mario, what'd it do, nephew?
What do you do, Kevin and Bean?
What's going on?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Postmaster Bean over there, exactly why is the post office bumping a stamp up to 41 cents today when I was reading a report on Friday saying that service has never been worse?
Well, that service has always been terrible.
You have to pay for all that bad service.
How dare you?
Salaries go up.
They're raising prices for the same reason all businesses raise prices. I mean, the price of postage, the increase is far less than most other businesses. But, yeah, labor costs and gas costs and vehicle costs and everything else, it all adds up.
I mean, 41 cents, they're trying to kill me over here. I could do a lot of 40. Wait, I guess I can't do
that. No, you can't really do much of that.
I want to know is why don't they just make it like a buck and then leave me alone for a long freaking time? I don't every 2 years need to go, can we have 2 more cents, please? No, just give me a buck and then leave me the F alone.
That's what they've done. That's what they've done starting today is you don't have to worry about price increases because the Forever stamp is on sale starting today. You pay 41 cents, and it doesn't matter whether they raise postage to 50 cents or 75 cents or a dollar. Your Forever stamps will still be good for first-class postage, so your problem is solved.
Well, that's stupid. How are they going to get more money for postage if they raise
just
the prices?
Asked them to do that, and now they've done it.
No, I want them to charge me a rate that they can just say, yes, we can function with this rate. We won't have to ask you for any more money for a very long time. But if they're giving me a stamp for 41 cents and then they have to raise it to 45 cents, aren't they screwing themselves out of that 4 cents because I've got the Forever stamps?
That's not your problem. You'll have 41 cent stamps that you can use for first
class
postage.
Are we still talking about stamps?
F and shaky.
The whole business is F and shaky, if you ask me.
I suggest you go out there and get some of those today.
And then kick a post guy right in the balls.
All right, let's go to Rube. Is your name Rube?
What a do, nephew.
Hey, Rube.
What do you say, Lisa May?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Another day in paradise. It's Rube, short for Ruben.
Okay. Yeah, you can't get that lengthy Reuben out. You got to cut that down.
you got to cut it down.
All right, what's going on?
I had a comment on the Jesse Jackson baseball thing.
Yes.
If brothers don't want to play baseball, brothers ain't going to play baseball.
That's what we're saying.
Rube, Jesse Jackson says they need to add more African Americans to the Atlanta Braves.
Like I said, if they wanted to play baseball, they would. He'll make a stink out of anything that's black. It could be an ant walking across the ground, and it'll be a problem.
Yes, he will.
I think he's right. We got to make him do it. I think Jesse was right when he said
that. We have to force people to play baseball?
Baseball slavery?
Yep.
So I race cars, and I'm a brother. I mean, is he going to come to the NHRA and tell them we did not have brothers racing cars?
He'll get there.
You bet.
Yeah, NASCAR needs more brothers.
Give
absolutely.
Him time. Hey, Rube, please assure us that not everyone out there feels like Jesse Jackson does.
No.
All right,
No. Excellent. Like I said, he doesn't represent the whole entire African-American community of the United States, no.
No. He's a douche, let's be honest.
He represents Jesse.
Imagine, the pimped-out NASCARs.
I like watching baseball and all, but I'm not going to go join a team and go play.
Well, you don't have a choice, apparently, in the Jesse Jackson world.
That's right.
Thank you, Rube.
Let's go to Art in L.A. I know that everybody's excited about the K-Rock Weenie Roast and Fiesta 2007. We are, too, but Saturday, nothing to sneeze at either.
This past Saturday, I think. Art?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Who'd you go see?
This past Saturday, I was able to fulfill a dream because I saw Gunther and the Sunshine Girls live in
Oh, come on,
dude.
Oh,
how was it?
It was unbelievable. I was just blown away.
Unbelievably bad?
It was unbelievably amazing.
Yes.
How could it be?
Dude, Gunther rocks the house.
Were the Sunshine Girls hot?
Yes, they were. They were extremely hot.
All right.
Now, we got a bunch of emails from people who paid the extra for the VIP backstage pass, and they actually got to take their photos taken with Gunther. Were you one of those people, Art?
Yes, indeed I was. I paid $45 to be a Pleasure Man VIP.
Oh, Pleasure Man.
And I was able to get my photo with Gunther and the Sunshine.
A Pleasure Man VIP.
Awesome. I hope that's going to be your Christmas card this year, you and Gunther.
Definitely. It's already the wallpaper for my computer.
That's can you send us that picture?
Yes, I can.
That's awesome.
Yes, I can.
Thank you for the call. I'm glad it was such a great show. By the way, Ashley sent in some photos. Ralph, you'll like this. She and all of her busty friends went in specially made Gunther t-shirts. Ooh, Gunther, I am hungry for some fun is one t-shirt. Ooh, Gunther, you're so sexy is another. Looks like a big time backstage there.
I like it.
Shoes.
Let's go to Frank in Pico Rivera. Good morning, Frank.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Frank.
Calling about last night's Sopranos?
Die.
Oh, how dare you.
What? Say again?
No, he must die. That's it.
Tony Soprano?
You someone you trust, and there's nothing about it. I hope Phil kills him and feeds him to the fish.
He couldn't trust Christopher. That was the point. That was the problem.
But still, he's family. Don't you have family you don't trust, Kevin?
Do I? Yeah, of course.
And he killed him.
But I don't kill him. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great that they killed off the character that way.
Because last week, Christopher was already talking about dropping Dime on him. Remember when he was talking to his screenwriter friends? Like, with one phone call, I could bring them all down. Yep. He was already starting to get shaky. Tony did the right thing.
But he was drunk.
So what? He was drunk all the time.
That was the point. He was a weak, sniveling little drug addict, and he could not be trusted to keep the family secrets.
I've never seen a
guy killed just by squeezing his nose before.
That's a first.
Awesome.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That was a good good episode, I think. Eric at Anaheim Hills. Good morning. What'd it do?
Kevin and Gene, what up? Lisa.
Hi, Eric.
What's going on?
Okay, so I waited 5 hours in line for K-Walk mini roast tickets. And now I have nobody to go with. So are you guys going to find me a date?
Wait a minute. You waited for 5 hours, then you got tickets, and you can't find anyone to go with you?
Yeah, first one in line, too.
Well, no. Loser. Why did you wait for 5 hours, by the way? Don't they do the thing where you can't line up until like an hour before they go on sale or something?
Yes.
Not in Little Mexico down in Anaheim. There's a special store I went to, secret spot for tickets.
Yeah, it's hardly the point, Bean. The point is this guy's got Winnie Rose tickets, and he still can't find a chick. He needs us to do it for him.
Yeah,
what kind of loser are you if you can't get a...
I moved down from Montana.
Yeah,
my girlfriend left me when I got here.
So? Yeah. She made the right decision.
She likes drugs.
Yeah.
Great.
And now I need a date.
So you can't find anyone to go with.
Yeah, there's no girls in Southern California.
Any. Not that would want to go to this show, right?
No.
Not with Eric. That. That's the key.
Dude, I got two words for you.
His girlfriend turned to drugs. She was going out with Eric.
No kidding. Two words for you, dude. Craigslist. Good luck. Thanks for the call. we can't help Eric. He's beyond our help.
Date. That's pathetic.
Frank and Hacienda Heights. Good morning.
Hey, what to do, nephew? What to do, baby boo?
Hey, Frank.
What to do?
Hey. Well, last night on Mother's Day, late last night, me and my father-in-law were looking at the stars with a telescope. You know, no interest in Pluto, though. And,
sure. And?
And anyways, we live right next to the parking lot, and we heard some noises, and so we looked. And it was a couple going at it, having sex. And, you know, we kind of, you know, paid no attention to it. But then we heard, I guess, some beer bottles and everything crashing. So my father-in-law got kind of worried, and he called the cops on him. And I didn't know about it until I actually saw a cop car pull up and busted them in the middle of it. They were laying in between the cars on the parking lot, you know, going at it. And they just had their guns out, and they pulled them up, and they took them in. And I suppose they took them in because, you know, maybe they're drinking and, you know, DUIs.
Okay, but they were laying on the parking lot?
Yeah,
on the ground?
On the floor.
It's a DUF when you're drinking doing that. It's not a DUI.
DUL, laying down.
Or FUI. I guess.
Why did he call the cops?
Because you hear some bottles breaking, and so we have kids here.
I see.
My daughter. So we got kind of worried.
Well, that's rough sex.
I got you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks, Buzzkill.
Was that you, Ralph?
Yeah, really appreciate it.
did you take a telescope, and did you look down there at him while they were doing it?
Yeah, first we did. You know, we had a little fun, see what we could see. Until the beer bottles went down. Then
I got scared. Then we had to look at the stars again.
Those beer bottles really seem to have upset Frank. By the way, never heard broken glass before. That's
frightening. It's not that he was afraid they were wasting beer, and that's he cannot abide that. That's not okay.
They had the all righty. Well,
thank you for the calls. No guests per se today, but tomorrow, hell of a Kevin and Bean show planned for you.
Yeah, tomorrow we have from Pirates of the Caribbean, Jeffrey Rush,
Oscar winner. How about that?
That's the band Rush.
Today's Tom Sawyer. He gets high on you.
No, Ralph.
Jeffrey Rush, the actor from Shine and now the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. That's who we're talking to. Jeffrey Rush.
What?
Plus, we have Dick's tickets. Dick's tickets. Wow.
I did that one.
We have Ducks tickets. Ducks. They're the Ducks. They're not the Dicks. They're the Ducks.
Mike, I would like that first thing tomorrow.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
Ducks tickets.
It's game 3 of the playoffs, and it's tied at 1-1, and it is tomorrow night back at the Honda Center. Tomorrow we also have tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Aye.
And we have a band that has a new CD in stores tomorrow. It's Linkin Park, and they're going to be in our studios tomorrow morning.
Hey! We're going to lick them.
We are going to play Licked Linkin Park.
Looking forward to that.
All tomorrow morning.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Modest Mouse and their new one called Dashboard will be included. Speaking of Linkin Park, we'll be playing some of them for you. Also, 30 Seconds Tomorrow, Sublime, Bad Religion, and The Dicks. All straight ahead right here on K-Rock.